talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Devin, did we reinforce the takeoff ramp?
No, we didn't have time.
Cool.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
The facts on marijuana. Marijuana does bad things to your heart and lungs. People who smoke marijuana can get sick more often because it hurts your body's power to fight disease.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Marijuana gives you bad breath and stained teeth.
That Kevin smell.
It can make you overeat.
I eat crap.
It gives some people problems with memory.
And what was I going to ask you?
Others get sudden panic attacks.
Hey, you guys. You're right on time. Kevin just woke up screaming from his afternoon nap.
Marijuana affects each person's mind and body differently.
Hey, stop fooling around by every one of you!
There's no way to predict what it might do to you.
How do you keep your head about it?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Mitt Romney says no.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
He's a riddle.
Roll another one.
That sounds really constructive.
Just like the other one.
Whoop on Gangnam Star.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Turn that song up. That's my jam.
And I need another
hit. It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Roll another one.
Extra ranch.
Just like. Seems to be about
are there any girls here?
I don't have another cent.
Barack Obama's Lucy did not murder me.
Just crazy.
Just passing around.
A lot of downtime in this job.
No. Well, we all are impatient. We don't like to put off things, and we want what we want when we want it. And sometimes we end up spending a lot of time and money, and then sadly, we don't end up with what we really wanted.
Our feature presentation.
Wow, that was Kevin-esque there.
But
a good point there. She makes
but
a really
true.
Good point.
She
does make a good point that I never thought of that way. Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It's a Friday morning.
Yes, it is. By the way, am I right that Kevin Hart is still horrible?
I had no opinion on Kevin Hart one way or the other until last night's MTV Video Music Awards, and now I can say unabashedly yes.
This is what I've been saying all along since the every year he gets bigger and bigger, and every year he's less and less funny. He's the Black Dane Cook, right?
He is the Black Dane Cook in that Bean's complaint with Dane Cook is that he looks like a comedian and sounds like a comedian, but there's nothing funny there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He just runs around with lots of energy and goes through the motions of sounding like he's telling jokes, yet none of the words end up saying funny things.
That's Kevin Hart.
That's Kevin Hart to a T, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I know we'll be talking a lot more about that, but I was dying to hear your opinion on him because
God, he was bad.
Hosted and then had the nerve to make fun of Russell Brand hosting. And I think he was worse than Russell Brand, if that's possible.
How can they not find a decent host?
That's a really tough job.
I know.
I don't know how.
But
I mean,
other award shows do manage to get someone decent.
Sometimes, yeah. Not always.
Look, if you gave me 60 seconds, I could come up with 10 people they could get to host that show. I mean, people like Seth Rogen, people who aren't even comedians, would be a way better host than Kevin Hart, for God's sakes. You know, there are people who are just naturally funny.
Yeah.
They just don't want any of them anywhere near the VMAs for some reason. Anyway, I know we're going to talk about that a lot coming up in a few minutes, but I have to do this story. I'm sure, Lisa, you saw this on the news, this plane that got pulled off the runway as it was getting ready to take off in Philadelphia.
That's not what you want.
Fascinating story. Christopher Schell is his name. He's a salesman in his 20s. He travels frequently between Philadelphia and Dallas, and he's on his plane like normal, getting ready to leave. They're approaching the runway to take off when the pilot comes on and says, hey, we've got a mechanical problem. We're going to have to turn around and go back to the gate. And the next thing you know, there's just all sorts of police and SWAT team and everything like that all pull up next to him. Canine dogs, the whole deal. And they come onto the plane, and it's like a SEAL Team 6. One of the people on the plane said it was like a SEAL Team 6, this SWAT team from Philly. And they show up. The guys are all in black, where they got laser sights on their weapons
drawn. Wow. Damn.
And they walk right up to our friend Chris Schell, and they pull him out of a seat and throw him on the ground and put handcuffs on him and drag him off the plane. He has no idea what's going on, by the way.
For reals?
For reals. He's sitting there like every other passenger going, hey, I wonder what this is all about. The last thing in the world he expects is that he's going to be the one who's dragged off the plane.
Oh, man.
It turns out, upon investigation, that his ex-girlfriend, and there's no details on how long ago they broke up, his ex-girlfriend had called in a hoax threat to the FBI.
Using his name?
Saying my ex-boyfriend is on a plane and he has liquid explosives and he plans to blow the plane up.
Whoa.
100% a hoax. There was nothing going on with this guy.
That's got to be a crime from her, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They have not charged her yet, but they are making it very clear that this is a serious crime and that she's going to face some serious charges.
Can you imagine that guy? And nobody wants to hear from the guy who's handcuffed. Hey, what's this for?
You shut up.
They don't believe him for a second.
400 people on that plane, every one of them thought, oh, thank God the SWAT team is here to take that bad man off, right? I mean, I'm sure they all thought, what are the chances this is going down right as we're getting ready to take off, unless this dude is super guilty, right?
Of course.
But turns out he had nothing going on. He's being completely cooperative. You know, they searched the plane, searched his luggage. Nothing was found. All the passengers, crew, everybody's safe. Everybody apparently handled it fairly calmly. And after a significant delay, they were on their way.
Did they let the guy go as well?
You know what? It doesn't say. I can't think of any reason why they wouldn't, unless they weren't done with the investigation and interrogation completely before that plane
went to
take off.
But at that point, everyone on the plane is now staring daggers at that guy.
Yeah. Do you want to get back on that plane, right?
No, I want any other plane with any other people. They just saw me get thrown to the ground and put cuffs on.
I'm guessing that plane took off without him.
I would guess.
Yeah, so. You're probably right. But
he was probably detained for 2 days.
I will be curious to see what they end up charging her with, though, because, I mean, you just look. I don't know what the circumstances were. He may be a bad guy. Maybe she had a right to be mad. But that's a dick move, right?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh.
In addition to being super illegal and, and dangerous.
On the federal level. Yeah.
I'd be surprised if she didn't go to jail, honestly.
Maybe she wanted to go to jail.
Maybe that's what it was all about.
You just can't call somebody and go, I want to go to jail.
Right. You got to do something first.
You know, between this story and then Ralph had the story about the puddle of mud guy making that plane turn around.
Right.
Look, it's hard enough to go anywhere on an airplane these days. Don't you be the person responsible for us having to be delayed, okay?
No,
airlines do a great job with delaying flights already without any help from us.
That's
exactly
true.
Yeah.
Almost no flight leaves on time.
Right.
So those of you that are with your little pranks and your shenanigans, stop it. Stop it. You're slowing us all up. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Amicho, shall we?
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome. We have fair food coming in today.
Yay!
Who's happier than Beer Mug?
What can't you fry?
That's the question. They have fried everything, and they're bringing it in, and that should be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Lisa, you're going to have some today, though. You're not going to be a girl and go, oh, it looks so good, but I can't.
No, I'm eating.
No.
They're bringing in fair food. That's too good to pass.
Yes. Lisa's eating.
If they're bringing it to me, I'm eating it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You have a choice. That's the rule. Cousin Sal will be on the program today. Jimmy Kimmel's Cousin Sal talking about the NFL weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
If you're the betting type, which I don't know any, but...
No. I get the impression that Sal makes as much money from gambling during the NFL season as he does working on Jimmy Kimmel's show, don't you?
No, because I think it's all imaginary with Cousin Sal.
No, he goes to Vegas.
Oh, right. Then, yes.
Is he doing some Vegas? Well, maybe we can ask him. I don't know. Find out what his credentials are.
We have Beer Mug on the VMA red carpet.
Yes, we do.
Excellent.
How'd that go?
It went well.
Fantastic.
Omar was dancing in here a few minutes
ago.
That's how it went.
All right. Lizzie Kaplan will be on the show today.
She's great.
Talking about the new movie, The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
We have a movie beat because it's Friday. We're going to talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger having one of the highest IQs ever. Not possible. And comedian Eddie Ift will be here as well.
All right.
Wow.
So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the showbiz beat next.
Woo! 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 Woo!
Your dog?
Woo!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Alex Clare's Too Close coming up here on K-Rock. Hey, do we have that acoustic version that he did in our studio?
I believe we do.
Let's play that. That's so good. Also, the Dirty Heads, also some Green Day and Beck on the way on K-Rock. What? What's so funny?
Nothing.
Let's play that. That's so good.
That's so good.
When Bean needs business, his voice goes way high.
Oh, when I need business, I'm 12. I'm a 12-year-old girl. That's so good. LOLOMG. Rob is here. Time for our first look at the showbiz beat on a Friday morning here on K-Rock.
Be a man.
Huh?
Be a man.
What does that mean?
You remember that old guy, those commercials?
Be a man.
That guy who used to get you a deal with the IRS when you wouldn't pay your taxes? He would always tell you to own up to your financial responsibilities.
Oh,
and his
I
catchphrase
see.
Was, be a man. He would yell at you from the radio. Big night last night on the MTV Video Music Awards. Rihanna was supposed to be the big winner of the night. Turned out to be One Direction. Just show you how much BS the MTV Video Music Awards are.
Yeah.
They're terrible, right?
They're awful. One Direction won 3 Moon Men, including Best New Artist and Best Pop Video. Rihanna did win Video of the Year for We Found Love. But big night for One Direction, so congratulations to
and
them.
They come out on stage and you go, well, they're terrible singers and not impressive dancers, but they must have great personalities. And then they give
don't.
A speech and they're just boring
they're
and rambling.
It's all haircuts. It's just a bunch of
just
haircuts.
All haircuts.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's like putting the Osmonds in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's just, you know, MTV, stop it. You've given up on music. Just give up all the way and stop with your BS video awards and just show more Jersey Shore episodes.
They have given up on music videos completely.
That's what you really want to do. You really just want to show us more pregnant teens and wolves. So just stop pretending you're in the music business and leave it to the professionals.
Great idea.
MTV. While we're talking about networks, geeks everywhere are flying their geek flags at half mast today.
Uh-oh.
G4 is no more.
Really?
Yeah.
What a bummer.
G4, the geek network, is going away. NBC Universal, which owns G4, has decided to rebrand the channel and make it a TV version of GQ.
That cannot happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
TV version of GQ.
Yeah, it's going to be men's style.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, men's clothing and decor and gadgets and things. It'll be like reading an issue of GQ, they say. It'll rebrand it for an older, more sophisticated gentleman.
That sucks.
I say, let's pop on G4 and see which cocktails we should make tonight at the club.
So, Attack of the Show, all the stuff we've come to know and love from G4, you know, when we could see it.
Sure.
It's all going away.
Well, that's a bummer. They did fire everybody, 3 months ago?
The rats
all
started to leave the ship.
Over there, yeah.
Their coverage of the Comic-Con was always outstanding. They always did a good job. E3, they always covered that real well.
I liked a lot of the stuff.
So if you were a geek, and I am, you're going to miss the content of G4, but at least we'll have a televised version of GQ magazine.
I need another channel telling me how bad I dress.
That's right.
That's what I need.
We're going to fix you, Kevin. I swear. One of these days, we're going to fix you.
Not going to happen.
I was thinking of buying a shirt in 2013, so
there you go.
That network exists now.
You can watch them, and they'll show you how big your collar should be. While we're talking about all things geek, the CW has announced they are going to give us a new Wonder Woman TV show. Now, I know what you're saying. Didn't someone just try to make a Wonder Woman TV show?
Yeah.
To which I would answer yes. And it was an abysmal failure. David E. Kelly put together a pilot for a Wonder Woman TV show starring the lovely Adrian Palicki.
Yes, that's right. Did that ever air, Ralph?
It never did air, but the bootleg of the pilot has been well circulated. You can find it on YouTube and a couple other places if you want to check it out. CW, however, is going back to a tried and true format, something that worked very well for them for the past decade or so. Remember Smallville, which was the early adventures of a young Clark Kent before he became Superman?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Apparently, CW will now bring us Amazon, which will show the early 20 years of Linda Carter when she was still learning how to use her golden lasso. You know what I'm saying?
I think we know what you're saying.
I don't think you know what I'm saying.
I think we do. I like CW doing it, though, because they take everything and then they just throw beautiful young people in it.
Yes.
It's a good formula.
Plus, they've got a real good track record with knowing how to deliver comic book-based content.
Yep.
They did real well with Smallville. And they got Arrow coming on, the new Green Arrow series. And now looks like they're going to add Amazon to their slate. So we get some Wonder Woman eventually. Of course, what it means is you won't get to see her in the smoking hot red, white, and blue bustier.
Yeah.
You'll probably see her in her early years when she wears, you know, a tracksuit or something. But still, if you're a geek, you'll be happy. And congratulations to Camille Grammer. Does that name sound familiar to you?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Kelsey Grammer's ex.
Yeah. Apparently, all the finances have been hammered out, and now her deal regarding her divorce from Kelsey has come to a close. How much do you think she's going to be getting to say goodbye to Kelsey Grammer?
I have no way of guessing.
How much would you pay to say goodbye to Kelsey Grammer?
How much would he pay to say goodbye to her?
Yes, more importantly.
I don't know. I don't know what he's worth.
Well, he's worth a lot. However, when they got married, he was pretty much flat broke at the time.
Was he really?
He was a recovering alcoholic. Finances were in shambles, but of course, he's done considerably better over the past years.
$20 million?
Oh, okay.
What?
$30 million.
$30 million.
That'll do.
That'll do, right?
Yeah.
I've always looked at it that way, as that is how much Kelsey Grammer is willing to pay to split with her.
I will pay you $30 million to go away. That's why hookers are a great thing. You can pay them like $100 to go away. You can have sex with them and then pay them $100 to go away. You know how many hookers you can get for $30 million?
No.
You get one really good one, or a bunch of medium ones.
More than you could ever enjoy in your whole life.
Yeah. And while we're talking about finances and love, now according to, this is a National Enquirer story, so keep that in mind and take it with a grain of salt. But Sofia Vergara from Modern Family is hammering out a prenuptial agreement with her fiancé, Nick Loeb. Here's part of the deal, again, according to the National Enquirer. It will cost him, in terms of their breakup, $10 million if he cheats on Sofia Vergara. That ends up being the reason for the end of their marriage. Wow. And the price goes up if there's more than one woman. For each woman he cheats on her with, he has to pay additional millions.
I love the fact that she has to take into account all the cheating that's going to happen before she gets married.
Well, sure. If you're a smart woman, you got a lot of money, I guess.
It's crazy that you have to, but you do.
Yeah, so... If you're cheating on Sofia Vergara, by the way, you're going to get your eyes fixed.
I hope every woman listening realizes that if Sofia Vergara gets cheated on, there's no hope for you.
Yeah. And it could happen, too, because that's how crazy we are, ladies. How crazy we are. It doesn't matter if you're Sofia Vergara or if you're Rosie O'Donnell. If we see something new, we can't help but look. We can't help but look, and sometimes we can't help but touch. Look, we're not happy about it either. It's just the way it is.
It's the way we've been...
Program.
Nothing we can
do. Take it up
do.
With God, ladies. That's what I always say. Take it up with God.
How does that go over?
But not so well.
But there's that saying that someplace, somewhere, there's somebody tired of her crap.
Yeah, right. No matter how beautiful a woman is.
Right. She comes with baggage.
New is always interesting. No matter who you're married to. Eventually, if you're married to Sofia Vergara or Kate Upton or anybody, you get used to how hot she is. If you're around them all the time, 24/7, you get used to what they look like.
I'd like to try that theory out.
And then when someone new comes along who's hot, you're like, I've never seen that hot before. That hot is more interesting to me because it's newer hot than the older hot.
And let's talk.
Take it up with God, ladies. Today's celebrity birthdays. Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders is 61 years old today, as is Julie Kavner, legendary voice of Marge Simpson over there on The Simpsons, 61 years old today. Corbin Burnson, very talented actor, got his big break on L.A. Law, I guess, but he currently plays the dad over on Psych. He's 58. Michael Emerson, my buddy Mike Emerson, you know him as Ben from Lost, of course.
Yep.
Now he's on Person of Conflict.
Person of Interest.
Conflict of Interest.
Person of Interest.
Person of
Interest.
Interest. He is 58 years old.
I'll never forget, we were down at Comic-Con and we were supposed to interview him, and there people said, he can't, he's sick or something like that.
Yeah.
And so then we went into a bar to get a drink, and he was sitting at the bar just having a great time, laughing, drinking.
Well,
I was like, good for you, Michael.
Maybe he was on his way to being sick. Maybe he wasn't.
Maybe they said,
he can't talk to you now because he's busy getting so drunk that he's going to get sick.
It didn't make me mad. It actually made me laugh. Good job.
Angie Everhart's 43 years old today. Actor Tom Everett Scott. What a great actor he is. He's in one of my favorite movies of all time, That Thing You Do, directed by Tom Hanks. He was also on a show called Philly.
Oh, no wonder.
He was great on that. But he was on Southland, too. First season of Southland, remember? He was Lydia's partner on that show.
Oh, right.
Yeah, great actor. He's 42 years old today. Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie is 39. Chad Sexton of 311, the drummer for that band, he's 42. Actor Devon Sawa is 33. And Evan Rachel Wood celebrates her 25th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Thanks a lot for tuning into the program here on a Friday. Last night was a little shorter MTV Video Music Awards than most years. Isn't it usually 3 hours? Am I imagining
no,
that?
No, it is.
No, it usually is, but I think they cut it down for the president.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because he was speaking right. across the country, right? So it was held in Los Angeles down at Staples Center, and I thought a really boring and lackluster show with a few highlights that I think are worth pointing out.
One, I think the most important point and the most important point of the night, I'd just like to give a shout out to this as being... If we were just going to play one clip, it would be this one.
Now, Dwight, like right now, you just got to L.A. Man, tell the fans what you're looking forward to and what to expect.
Dwight Howard.
What up, L.A.?
New Laker.
Man, I'm so happy to be here, man. I can't wait to put on that Laker jersey and go to war. And I want to thank y'all for welcoming me, man, to L.A. This is my new home. We're going to have a great year this year.
And those are the highlights of the MTV Video Music Awards.
Oh, my God.
It was kind of cool to have him on stage in that building where he's going to be playing very, very soon for the first time kind of out as a Laker. I mean, that was the – by the way, Kevin, did you see that they flashed to your girlfriend Maria Menounos in the crowd?
I did, and she said, go Celtics.
Yep. She mouthed go Celtics sitting there in her hot leather dress, by the way. But, yeah, it was cool seeing Dwight Howard.
I didn't see what dress she was wearing because she was mouthing go Celtics.
Well, then you missed the best part of Maria Menounos.
Let's talk about the host, Kevin Hart. He is not good. And
I don't really know him.
He's a young comedian that sounds, he has got a good delivery, and it sounds like he's saying something funny. But when you pay attention to the words, there's nothing funny there. This is him talking about Kristen Stewart.
Here's what I got to say about Kristen Stewart, all right? Everybody's mad at Kristen Stewart for making a mistake, okay? She allegedly messed around with the director of Snow White and the Huntsman. If she did, so what? It's over. Move on. Look on the bright side. Here's the thing. You gotta look on the bright side.
Comes a joke.
They're now a part of the seven doors. You got sleepy, grumpy, adultery, cheating. They're all part of it. They're in one big bubble. The point that I'm making is this. If you made a mistake, so what?
Okay, not.
So that's
not
him
funny
talking.
At all.
Yep. That's, again, he is Dane Cook. If you were not paying attention, you would be thinking, oh, this guy must be doing hilarious stand-up. Look at him running around on my TV, looking like he's having a good time.
If you're not paying attention, you just hear the delivery, you go, well, somebody's having a great time.
He's got a funny voice.
Yeah, right. He's got a funny voice, a lot of energy, but he doesn't say anything funny, and it was like that all night long. And every time he came back out on stage, I thought, he's adding nothing to this show.
Speaking of Kristen Stewart...
Please welcome the cast, producer, and director of The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Everybody except for Kristen Stewart.
No. It's been an amazing journey.
It's Rob Pattinson.
We'd like to thank all the fans of the series for your incredible enthusiasm from the beginning until now, the final chapter. This is an exclusive clip from the Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 2.
It's funny. So they show a clip, but it's all Kristen Stewart.
the only one who's not
there. It's basically all Kristen Stewart. Yeah. It was really odd to see.
Do you think they disinvited her?
Yes, of course.
Yes,
of course.
I do. And by the way, how much of a zero is Rob Pattinson, too?
Yeah, he's a zero.
He's terrible. But every time he's interviewed or on stage, he's lucky he can act.
Which makes me think that they should be together still. Because she's just as lifeless. They deserve each other. One Direction won 3 MTV Video Music Awards. Yep. And they got up and they gave a great acceptance speech.
Straight away, we would like to thank the most important people, our fans, who have followed us through our 2-year roller coaster journey.
Wow, how did your fans last so long through that 2-year roller coaster journey?
Hilarious.
That's not enough time for a roller coaster. You're just getting in the car at that point. It's not a roller coaster ride.
But it was a difficult struggle for them being selected by Simon Cowell and put together as a boy
band. And being famous immediately.
Immediately. Instantly, before their record even came out.
That was a hell of a roller coaster ride. Then Psy came out, our new friend that does Gangnam Style.
He's a Gangnam Style.
They're doing the dance at this point.
Kevin Hart.
got over 100 million on YouTube right now for Gangnam Style, okay? Dude, first of all, how does that feel? Talk to me, Sai.
기분 너무 좋고요. 너무 행복하고 이 무대에서 한 번쯤은 이렇게 한국말로 해보고 싶었습니다. 죽이지?
Me too, Sai.
That was almost funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Kevin?
Well, why the hell didn't you say it in English the first time, Kai? You see?
You called him Kai.
I'm gonna do it again.
That was it. That was the whole appearance.
I was just happy to see the blacks and the Koreans getting along for once.
More Kevin Hart. He's doing an introduction for Zoe Saldana. And this is an example of... sounds like he's saying something funny, but he's not.
This next presenter is starring in the new movie, The Words. When I saw her, I was like, word. She said, no, The Words. I said, I know, word. She said, The Words. I said, okay, look, you're confusing me. Either way, I'm a fan. Please make some noise for the very beautiful and talented Miss Zoe Saldana.
See, because her project is The Words.
Right.
And he was saying word.
Word.
How crazy is that?
Wow. Look, MTV is a real network that can be seen in people's homes. Why can't they find somebody good to host this show?
That's a good question.
Why is it so difficult?
I also love some of the acceptance speeches, like Nicki Minaj. She won an
She's
award.
She's a cartoon. She's
I don't even remember person. What it is. She is a cartoon, and this is her acceptance speech.
Oh, my God. 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 I don't know. Oh, my God.
Okay, so now she's oh, my God, and us to death. And then you're going to hear her give a little bit of a speech, and then they're going to tell her to wrap it up. And then you'll hear her go, okay, bye.
So I really didn't expect this. To my boys, my Ken Bobs. Young Money, Cash Money. I just can't believe this even happened. Oh my goodness. Like, this is another MTV award.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Love you. Bye.
She spent all her time saying, oh my
God. No, she got to the, whoa, they said, get off. You're not even giving a speech.
You still want her as a judge on American Idol, right?
Absolutely.
I still have you down as a yes.
Well, I don't watch that show, but I would think she would be fascinating to watch just because she's a cartoon, a weirdo.
I don't want any more than I just heard of her. I certainly don't want to see her for an hour a week.
All right. The final clip that I have right now is the big ender. And I got to tell you, MTV does a great job of keeping all this stuff secret. And then they bring out like a band that hasn't been together for 15 years or a super band where they put all these great people together. Mm-hmm. And then it's just a giant, giant send off. And it's what everybody's talking about the next day. And everybody's saying, wow, that was something. And then they ended with Taylor Swift. And we're never, ever, ever, ever going to stay together. So that happened.
That's
well,
ender.
It was a fitting wrap-up for a pretty crappy show.
I think, I know you hate Taylor for some inexplicable reason, but I think it was a decent way to end the show because it's the number one song in America. It's never been performed live on television.
I love her.
No, I'm just saying, from MTV's standpoint, it just makes sense to put something like that on. Just like they had Alicia Keys doing her brand new song for the first time anywhere, also on the same night. That wasn't...
She's so hot.
Terrible way to end the show.
She's so hot. I love her so much.
But it was a terrible show, though.
It was a terrible show with a terrible ender. Are we just going to have to agree to disagree?
I always look forward to Fridays on our program because Ralph Garman is here to review movies he hasn't seen. It's time for The Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Yes, there are lots of new movies coming out this weekend. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 new movies.
Wow. What a great weekend.
In Cineplexes this weekend, none of which you want to go see.
What a bad weekend.
Many of them are in limited release, lucky for you. Some of them are wider release. And this is what you have to deal with. This is just it. This is what I always call the cinematic doldrums, boys and girls. This is after the summer blockbuster season is over. Labor Day is upon us, and then next thing you know, it's just a desert of movies.
Is it that?
And then they start ramping up the Oscar noms. The ones they think, oh, this has a shot for Oscar bait. They push those towards the end of the year. The really cool sort of smaller films. so that it's fresh in the voters' minds when they vote for the Oscars that happen in March. So in between then and, of course, Christmas time, you get the big blockbusters
right.
then as well. But the first thing that happens is the Oscar picks, and then the blockbusters for Christmas, and then, of course, you got the Oscar season. Then you hit another doldrums. But here's what you have to look forward to this weekend. How about this adorable little story, a little animated tale, Toys in the Attic, starring voices of Forrest Whitaker and Joan Cusack and Gary Elwes. A teddy bear, a mechanical mouse, and a marionette join forces to save their kidnapped friend, Buttercup the Doll, from the denizens of the Land of Evil.
Oh, that's the one I've been waiting for.
That sounds adorable. Why don't you just go ahead and call it Toy Stories in the Attic? Why don't you just cut to the chase? We know what you're trying to do. Oh, a bunch of toys get together and try to save their friend toy?
Yeah.
Where has this concept been? Why hasn't anyone done an animated film like this before about toys who get together to try to save another toy?
And Toy Story did it really well, like three times.
What? There was another film like this called Toy Story, Kevin? Here's a scene between Teddy Bear, played by Forrest Whitaker, and Madame Curie, sending out an alert to help their friend Buttercup the Doll.
Quick, send out an alert. A Buttercup was lost. Lost.
And what do you think I am doing here? First, I have to fix it.
But Buttercup...
I know everything. Our Buttercup was kidnapped by the Land of Evil. I heard it over the waves.
Land of Evil? Where is that?
It's up to the very end of the world. A long and wretched journey. Yeah!
Wow! That is not real.
Please enjoy.
That is a comedy remake parody of that.
Put in the car seats. Buckle up the kids.
Wow!
Get your popcorn.
That's real?
Toys in the Attic.
That sounds happens. Like they got voice actors like the first five people they ran into on Hollywood Boulevard. They run into a booth, too.
Yeah. How about the hilarious story about a bunch of wacky bridesmaids who get together and get drunk and do all kinds of crazy things, and hilarity ensues? Finally, there's a movie like that somebody made.
Bridesmaids.
Called Bachelorette. It's happening this weekend. Bachelor. What? There was. What'd you
bridesmaids.
Say? There was another movie about wacky bridesmaids who got drunk?
Yeah. So
and did crazy things?
Pretty much exactly it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This isn't an original idea?
No.
But at least it has the hilarious Kirsten Dunst in it. Because when you think comedy, you think Kirsten Dunst.
I only think teeth when I think Kirsten Dunst.
Well, when you
Dunst.
Think comedy teeth, you think Kirsten Dunst. Isla Fisher, Lizzie Kaplan, and James Marsden also star in the Bridesmaids ripoff. A Bachelorette. Here's some scenes from the trailer of Bachelorette.
So, I have some news. Dale asked me to marry him.
That's insane.
You know we're all going to have to be in this wedding now. Silver lining. We're going to get to throw a bachelorette party. We're going to get to dress up and be cool. It's going to be just like prom.
We are having ice cream in our suite after the rehearsal dinner.
And then we're going to party, right?
Oh, yeah. It's just that I'm not a big partier anymore.
Wow. Come on. This is why they won't sell me a hunting rifle. This is why, people. It's movies like this.
It's a good thing.
Cold Light of Day. Looking for an action-adventure film?
Never heard of it.
This is the one for you. Now, look, of all the potential films coming out this weekend, this is the one I have most hopes for because it looks like something that resembles something that I might want to see someday.
Okay.
Cold Light of Day is about a family. They're all together on a sailing trip in Spain. Bruce Willis is the dad. Henry Cavill is the son, soon to be Superman. Henry Cavill, mm-hmm. from The Tudors, of course. Sigourney Weaver is the mom in this.
Great cast.
Yeah, and they're all hanging out on a sailing trip when suddenly the family gets kidnapped. Henry Cavill goes out for a six-pack or something. He comes back to the boat. They're all gone. Turns out Bruce Willis is an intelligence agent. Lived a secret life, never told his family. The family gets kidnapped over a mysterious briefcase that they're trying to recover, and Henry Cavill, who's like a Wall Street trader, has to step up, put a gun in his hand, and alongside his dad, Bruce Willis, rescue the family.
I saw this.
When it was Taken?
Taken and Taken 2.
Yeah. Well, Taken 2 is not out yet, but this one is, and they're trying to beat him to the punch. Look, I'm not saying it's original. As we've obviously noticed so far, nothing is this weekend, but Bruce Willis carrying a gun, Henry Cavill's a likable, charismatic young actor.
If it's done well,
it could be the least offensive of all the movies this weekend, I guess is what I'm saying. Here's a scene where Bruce Willis is telling his son that mom and his brother were kidnapped.
I asked you, where's mom, where's Josh? I left them with you.
Men came on the boat. They put a gun to my head and they took your mother and Josh and Dara.
What the hell is happening?
I'm sorry.
Go on, what? Why are you sorry? What?
Will, I don't book gospel quartets and Picasso experts. That's not the job I do at the embassy. The only thing that's true is that I've worked for the government a long time.
So what do you do?
It's a branch of the agency.
Mom and Josh are gone. You're CIA, and you don't know where they are?
I'm sorry.
Then they go out and catch them. Catch them. So Bruce Willis kind of plays the backseat in this one.
Yeah. Well, it's a buddy film. It's about a father and son sort of, they have a strained relationship.
Right.
And they kind of bond together again while they're kicking bad guy ass. Look, I'm not saying it's great. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying so far you got a talking teddy bear.
Yeah.
And you got the bridesmaids ripoff.
Yeah.
And then you got this thing. Uh-huh. I'm just saying. And lastly, The Words opens up this weekend.
Word.
The Words, Kevin Hart. This is about a writer at the peak of his literary success who basically has stolen another man's work in order to build his career. Bradley Cooper stars in the very dramatic role of the writer. Can't look at Bradley Cooper seriously. Can't do it.
Can't.
Watch him in drama. I go, oh, is he trying to be funny again or not? Or is this ironic? I'm lost. Jeremy Irons stars as the original author of the work. Dennis Quaid, Olivia Wilde, Zoe Saldana there for some eye candy. I'm sorry. I had that reaction every time I see the trailer or the commercials for The Words. I can't help but stifle the yawn. Here's a man in the park, played by Jeremy Irons, telling Bradley Cooper that he has a story about a man who wrote, then lost a book, and the kid who found it. He's basically telling a thinly veiled mythological version of what happened to him and Bradley Cooper. He's kind of giving him a message here.
I wondered if you'd autograph my copy of your book.
Of course.
I do have a story. A very good story. Now, I know you get this line all the time, but I think you'll like the story. If I was to tell you the story and you wrote it, well, then maybe you could give me a little credit.
Well, that wouldn't be fair, would it? Have a good day.
About a man who wrote a book and then lost it, and the pissant kid who found it. You still here?
Oh, snap! Boy, you don't want an old author threatening you on a park bench. He might break your pen. What? Hollywood, what are you doing?
How is that a movie?
What are you doing? Stop it! Just stop it.
Oh,
that was your pick for the weekend.
That's
good
it?
Luck. Good luck, everybody. You're on your own. I'm taking my break.
Wow.
Good luck with the next dealer. Don't double down on tens. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
That is one of the many acts appearing at the MTV Video Music Awards last night that Beer Mug interviewed on the red carpet. We'll be hearing those coming up in the 8 o'clock hour today. It's always fun when Beer Mug's out there talking to the peeps, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ralph did a story in the Showbiz Beat yesterday that blew our minds. He did a list of the smartest celebrities in Hollywood. And look, there are some people on this list that we knew were real smart. I mean, Gina Davis, you know, we know she's a Mensa member. Turns out she has an IQ of 140. Jodie Foster, obviously very smart. We know she went to Yale. She's got an IQ of 132. Steve Martin was on the list. Stephen Hawking, obviously, at 160, one of the smartest guys in the world. But there are a few people that surprised us on the list. Baseball player Reggie Jackson, Kevin, do you remember what they said? What Ralph said yesterday?
Yes.
160 IQ.
Which is off the charts almost.
Which is Stephen Hawking genius,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Why does a guy like that go play baseball for a living?
Because he can make a lot of money.
But the one that really, really stopped the conversation was the former governor of the great state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, with an IQ of 135. We found that hard to believe. Considering
not
we've
possible.
We've been knowing Arnold for a long time, and the former governor joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Arnold. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Oh, usually you're working out.
Yes. But now I'm just sitting in my study listening to classical music.
I see.
Smoking my pipe.
Right.
Reading the collected works of William Shakespeare.
I find that very difficult to believe, Arnold.
Yeah, I am, and it's a pleasure, as always, to communicate with you telephonically.
Okay. In other words, get us on the phone. Listen, if you really have 130 IQ, why have you been hiding that from us all these years? Why didn't you use some of that smarts when you were, I don't know, running the state of California?
Well, now that I've been uncovered as the genius that I am,
right,
I must tell you that it is the American peoples who do not appreciate geniuses, especially from foreign countries. And I recognized early on in my career that I had to hide my incredible intellect.
You had to dumb it down for us.
In order to be appreciated and create a brand that I could use to become successful in this country.
I see.
Because of the innate discrepancies versus the intelligence of the average man and the Superman.
Yeah, we see what you're trying to do.
As Nietzsche so clearly pointed out in his work. And it's also covered in the George Bernard Shaw play, Man and Superman.
All right. Arnold, if you wouldn't mind, it's not that we doubt you. It's just that we think whoever wrote this list was high. Do you mind if we run a couple of IQ questions by you to see if you're as smart as you claim to be?
I have to say, I find your small-minded pettiness amusing. Seeing as I am so much more superior than you are in every way, physically and mentally,
right,
I will absolutely indulge your little game that you want to play.
Okay, just a couple of standard IQ tests, that they, you know, the kind of questions that they give to kids when they're determining their IQ, and let's just see how you do. For instance, here's one. Library is to book as book is to
pages.
Wow, he got the
wait,
that one right.
There was an A, B, and a C?
I don't
yes, there was
B
an A,
C.
B, and C, and a D, right.
I do not need B or C. I just
how
need
did
A.
You, how did you...
It turns out I wrote that question. When I was putting together the Mensa entrance
you
exam.
You didn't make the Mensa entrance exam.
I was the chapter chairman of Mensa Austria for many years.
That is not true.
All right, a couple more questions, Arnold. I'm rattled now as a result of that one. A UFO was detected on the radar flying at 7,400 miles in 3 minutes.
Yes.
What is the estimated speed per hour? Is it A, 7,400 miles an hour, B, 1,480 miles an hour, C, 14,080 miles an hour, D, 148,000 miles an hour, or E, the speed of light?
Well, it all depends.
On?
What color's the bear?
What?
I'm sorry, I'm thinking of another question.
That's a different question. Arnold knows his IQ test.
What's happening?
The answer, of course, is speed of light.
Speed of light is the correct answer, yes. Congratulations.
This is impossible.
I told you I find you amusing.
Yes, you do.
With your pettiness and your attempt to fool one of the great minds of all time.
I'm deeply concerned by this entire thing. All right, let's just do one more here, Arnold, and then we have to go. The day before yesterday is 3 days after Saturday.
Yes.
What day is it today?
Thursday.
Thursday it is. Ladies and gentlemen, what? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Come on.
Please send your women to my home and have them bathed and oiled and prepared for my entrance.
We will do that. Thank you.
Come cool off with a Powerade at 7-Eleven's Chill Down, where all big gulps are now just $1 plus tax. Grab your loose change and stop by today for ice-cold savings and a rush of hydration. For a limited time, only at 7-Eleven. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Somebody else could use a little hydration.
Yeah, I need
a rush of hydration.
You want to shoot that fluid down your throat as quickly as possible,
okay.
Lisa.
All
I'm just
right.
saying, need a rush of hydration.
Wow.
I'm trying to help the woman, for God's sake.
That's true. It's coming out of concern.
Eddie Ift is one of our very favorite comedians and a good guy. And he joins us next, coming up here on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Good guy. Nice man. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Friday. What's happening?
Eddie's the only guy I know, my only friend, whose last name is a sound effect.
Yeah.
I don't know many other people like that.
That's true.
I don't know, like a Bobby Bang or Billy Zoom or anything, but Eddie Ift. It's the sound an arrow makes when it hits the target.
That's true.
Ift.
Maybe get some work on that new Green Arrow show.
Yes. Yes, maybe he could.
Or perhaps not.
Let's talk about showbiz news. This breaks my heart. One of my favorite Hollywood couples of all time. Amy Poehler and Will Arnett are calling it quits.
Oh, really?
Yeah. After 9 years of marriage,
That's forever in the celebrity world.
They're splitting up. They're calling the split very amicable. And given the quality of those two people, I'm guessing it's probably true. They seem like very, very well put together, smart, kind people. I got a chance to hang out with both of them for a while. Years ago, when I was doing, I rarely do what they call these junkets. Junket is when the press goes to a hotel or something, and there's all the stars of a movie are just sitting there, and you kind of do round robin. Everyone goes through the hotel room and does their interviews. I don't tend not to do them because, one, I'm not really a journalist, and secondly, they're just a big pain in the ass for the most part. But I did one years ago for Blades of Glory because Will was in it, and the movie looked funny, and Will Arnett. Will Ferrell, I said, was in it. And then Will Arnett and Amy were both in it, too. They played the brother and sister team. Remember the competitive brother and sister skating team? And they were together in the suite. And I got there early and had a just chance to hang out and talk with them. And you could not meet nicer, funnier people in your life. And it really saddened me that those two were breaking up, especially because they have two little boys, three-year-old Archie and two-year-old Abel. So that's the end for them. But I wish them both the best, and I'm sure they will go on to bigger and better things.
They're not good child
romantic life. Archie and Abel, it's cute. Archie, little kid named Archie. Archie, come over here. Archie.
Hey, Cousin Sal's coming up later on to do the NFL picks. He's got a son named Archie also.
See, there you go. Probably named after Archie Manning, though, and Sal's.
I'm sure, yeah.
Case. More split news. Kelsey Grammer, his ex-wife Camille Grammer, she is getting her paycheck to walk away from their marriage. $30 million is what she's cashing in to the tune of. This comes from the sale of three of the couple's former homes. They just sold off three of them. They're going to keep the rest. But they sold off three of them, and she gets the proceeds from those sales as part of the deal. So,
Has been very ugly, by the way. This is the opposite of an amicable celebrity split.
No, they do not like each other at all.
Kelsey Grammer sat down with Oprah the other day. A little interview on that OWN channel.
Oh, for God's sakes, Oprah.
She was asking if they're going to be able to, you know, put up a front in front of the kids, and he's like, no.
Oh, wow.
No. Wow, you can't fake it for your kids. That is hate.
Not going to be able to do that at all.
That's true hate. I was talking earlier in the movie beat about the new film, The Words, that comes out today.
Yeah, you sounded excited about it.
Yeah, looks good. Bradley Cooper, star of that movie, is clean and sober. It's not widely reported, but he's been clean and sober for years.
Oh, no kidding.
How did it happen? Why did it happen? Well, he tells an interview this week that he was 29 years old, had a wild night of partying, and then started deliberately bashing his head on a concrete floor.
Wow.
Didn't fall and hit his head, just was so loaded, just started banging his head against a concrete floor.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Ended up spending the evening waiting for doctors to stitch him up in the emergency room, and he said the minute he sobered up, he recognized that he had to give up drinking and drugs.
Wow.
He said, it was destined to ruin my life, and I knew I would never live up to my potential unless I straightened out. So that was his wake-up call. Kevin.
It's a good one. How dare you?
I'm just saying some people can get the wake-up call and say, oh, this is a wake-up call. And some people say, oh, well, I'll just ignore that wake-up call and just what?
I hit my head all the time.
Where's the Jägermeister? That's what their answer is.
Kevin is the guy who stands at the bus stop watching bus after bus go by and just thinks, I'll catch the next one.
I know this is a twisted, sick thought.
Good.
But I would love to do a phone-in topic here on the show about people's rock bottoms. When did you know you had to give up whatever it is you had to give up? What was that moment like? Well, tell us about your rock bottom story. Because they always talk about every addiction, that no one usually gets help from themselves until they hit rock bottom.
Right.
What was your moment?
Yeah,
for him, he was smacking his head on purpose on a concrete floor. That's when he realized his tolerance for booze and alcohol was not high.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to know what you did. Like, Beer Mug woke up in a bush that one time,
yeah,
remember?
That didn't do anything. Don't get me
wrong. You have to, you know, be smart to recognize what your bottom is. But
not his rock bottom.
I think Beer Mug's bottom is really just an endless elevator going down, really. He's just hit all the buttons on the elevator, and it's just plummeting down an endless elevator shaft. There may be no bottom.
Oh, wow.
But for people who did recognize the fact that they perhaps should change and they alter the course of their lives. I was wondering, what is that experience that made you come to that realization?
That's a great idea, Ralph, because nobody ever gives it up when it's a great day, when things are going smooth for them.
No.
When they're happy and content.
And even the people who do give it up say all the time, I know drug addicts and ex-alcoholics say, you know, I still miss it. It ruined my life. The consequences were enormous, but I still
from time to time think about and say, wow, that was fun doing that.
Yeah.
You know? So
it is until you're banging the head on the cement.
Yeah. I mean, you have to recognize the consequences that you have to pay. And sometimes the price is too high. Not for beer market.
Come on.
And say goodbye to G4.
Yeah, well, that is a bummer.
It's the end of the network that was known as the Geek Network for those of us who loved video games and comic books and science fiction and Comic-Con and all that kind of good stuff.
Do you think when they couldn't come to an agreement with DirecTV, that was sort of the death knell?
I don't know. I don't know either. I know ratings have been in a free fall, but like you said, Lisa, it's not on DirecTV anymore, so a lot of eyes can't find that channel. Yeah. Instead of just making it go away, however, NBC Universal, which owns the network, is going to rebrand it and make it an older and more hip adult male network in the vein of GQ magazine. As they say in Variety, instead of geek, they're going to be chic.
Ugh.
And they will talk to you about fashion and decor and how to be a modern, sophisticated man in these crazy times we live in.
I need another channel telling me how poorly I dress.
Yes, well.
That's what I need.
It's called your wife channel, isn't it? isn't your network called Wife TV? It talks about how poorly you dress.
Wife and family. Pretty much everyone I know.
Today's celebrity birthday is Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders is 61 years old. Julie Kavner from The Simpsons turns 61 as well. Corbin Burnson, very talented actor, turns 58. Remember him in Major League?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was great
in
that film. Michael Emerson from Lost and from Person of Interest turns 58. Angie Everhart, who still looks terrific, by the way, is 43 years old. Didn't we find out she was dating Joe Pesci or something? Wasn't that the couple?
I think so.
The bizarre couple. We couldn't imagine those two together. Yeah, they were a couple for a long time. Tom Everett Scott turns 42. Shannon Elizabeth, American Pie fame, is 39. Actor Devon Sawa is 33. And Evan Rachel Wood celebrates her 25th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hey, this is comedian Eddie.
I was peeling the label off a bottle, and she said, that means you're sexually frustrated. No, I'm not. I just don't want to get the label dirty when I shove the...
I know you're looking at me, and no, I don't smoke pot. I just eat it, and my sex drive's gone. My girlfriend's yelling. She comes home, she's like, I want to seven times tonight. I'm like, I got to call six friends. My girlfriend is in America, so she's not going to get to see this. So I was in a strip club last night. The stripper said to me, I'm sitting there, and she goes, you have bad breath. And I was like, you have a bad life.
Who's better than our friend Eddie Ift? In studio with us right now on the Kevin Bean Show.
Wait, who's better
in studio right now? No,
no. That's not how I meant. Oh, okay. I phrased that badly. Okay.
Whoever edits those clips, can you please? I want you to work on my show.
No one is better in the studio, clearly, than Eddie. A few are better in the actual world. Eddie is on stage tonight at the Ice House in Pasadena for two shows at 8:30 and 10:30, and then tomorrow night at 8 and 10. Of course, we've been lucky enough to see Eddie before, and he is great. Go to icehousecomedy.com. How you been, man?
I've been doing, I'm okay. I'm doing...
Just okay?
Yeah.
What's the problem, man?
No, things are good. The podcast is going well. Jim's been out of town for a month, so...
No, that makes it difficult for Jim and Eddie to talk.
Yeah.
Crap.
We're going to Skype him in on the next episode because he's in Scotland. And I said, hey, we got to start at 4 a.m. your time. And he went, no problem.
That's because he's not going to be there.
Yeah.
No, it's easy to commit to something when you have no intention of going.
Or he's still going
to
be on.
Or he'll be just getting home from the pubs then.
Right.
So
right,
it'll
right.
be still the hardest episode ever to do.
Yeah.
You guys haven't broken up or anything, though. Things
no,
are fine.
No,
he didn't
no.
move
we,
out and not tell you, right?
No, we had fun. We took the show live to Vegas, and that got out of control because I took you've seen our Mongs before, the guys that work on our
sure.
show.
Of course.
We painted them in tuxedos. I have one of them here today. I took them to Vegas, and I took them to a strip club, and they had never been to a strip club before.
And they were dressed like that?
Yeah, the Far Side character that's sitting in the other room.
He does look like a Far Side character. Yeah.
I took him to a strip club. He had never been there. He had never gambled before. He had never.
What?
Yeah,
How old is he?
Like 40. Look at him. He's got the body of a 40-year-old man.
He just flashed 24.
And the face of a 24-year-old. I
never gambled, never been to a strip club.
Never gambled, never been to a strip club. And so I went as the chaperone, merely the chaperone.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And I had one of the strippers try to, get money out of me. It's extortion, what they do.
Okay.
And so she, I said right away, I go, hey, I'm okay. I don't need dance. And she's like, no. So she kept trying to talk to me, just trying to get money out of me. And she was from Venezuela. So you're going to have to excuse this bad Venezuelan accent. But she goes to me, what do you do for a living? And I go, I'm a Navy SEAL.
That's the way to get her to leave you alone? Yeah,
and she goes, I love the dolphins. And I go, I said I was a Navy SEAL. And she goes, I know, I love dolphins.
Wow.
And I go, oh, that's great. And she goes, no, I love them. She goes, my dream is to move to San Diego so I can go swim with the dolphins every day. I want to go to SeaWorld. And I was
How
in
do
that-
you not pay for a dance just to continue the conversation?
I just didn't want to pay for the dance, and I wasn't into it, but I'm kind of a spirit crusher, so so I just go to her. I go, you know, dolphins hate people, and she goes, no, they don't. They love the people. They swim with them. They jump and they dive and they love it. And I go, no, they've done studies, which is true. The dolphins' anxiety levels go up when they're around people or boats. They hate you. They don't want to be around you. And she goes, don't tell me this. And she starts, like, tears are coming out of her eyes. She goes, no, they love them.
How many people make a stripper cry?
So she goes, no, it can't be true. And I go, no, it is true. I go, do you think a dolphin wants to be in a pool in front of a bunch of fat, dumb Americans doing flips? It wants to be free. It wants to live out in the middle of the ocean with its friends where it can eat what it wants to eat, when it wants to eat, and it doesn't have to be in front of Americans going, do a flip, flipper, do a flip. And she goes,
performing tricks.
I go, it doesn't want to be stuck in a pool in front. She goes, like me. Oh. I want to be free out there amongst
the... Did that make you cry?
It actually made me want to get a lap dance.
Did you feel bad for her?
No, because the tears turned me
Who
on.
Who gets into a debate about dolphins with a stripper?
She showed me a video on her iPhone of a cat on a boat. And a dolphin kept coming up and putting its nose near the cat, and the cat would, like, swat the dolphin's nose. And I'm like, you know, it only comes there for the fish. It doesn't want the, it's not, no, they're best friends.
Did your far side buddy get anything that night, or was it just you running him off with tears?
No, he didn't get anything.
No,
he didn't.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm trying to teach him, but.
How did he do with gaming, by the way? Because that's an easy way as a first time gambler to lose all your money.
He's completely addicted.
All right.
Yeah. Completely
Good
addicted.
Job.
We're sending Jason, you know, Jason, the guy we pick on the show, the guy we get hookers for and don't tell him they're hookers, and the guy we torture. Todd Glass was on our show a few weeks ago, and Todd Glass, we told him that Jason uses fans to get rides because Jason doesn't have a car or a bike anymore. That got stolen, or a job, or a girlfriend, or a wife, or a life. So he uses friends to, like, drive him places. Todd goes, and Jason's mom has cancer, and we have flown Jason to see his mom in Tennessee, and he needs to go see her again. We are, thanks to Todd Glass, driving Jason across the country, fan to fan to fan.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Fantastic. Somebody will take him to the border, and they'll meet somebody else?
Well, Todd Glass is driving first.
That's fantastic.
And the first location is Las Vegas.
Okay.
And Todd goes, I might just take him the whole way.
And not if the first stop is Las Vegas.
And so he's going to Las Vegas.
You never leave Las Vegas and go east by car.
But we have random fans just picking them up.
That's the
and they're
coolest.
Like, I got weed. I got beer. I know.
Yeah, this is going to be great until he dies.
That's what everyone
someplace in Colorado.
Everyone's going, how long till you think this goes wrong?
Right.
And
when it goes wrong, it's going to go really wrong.
It's going to be a collect phone call to you from Oklahoma City. You know that, right, Eddie?
I said to him today, because he got a job 2 days ago, and he quit yesterday.
Oh, good. Perfect.
And I said, how much money do you have for this trip? And he goes, I have $20. And I said, you have no emergency money. And he goes, nope.
Where's he planning on sleeping? He's not sleeping at fans'
houses. Oh, yeah, the fans
too,
are going to let him stay at their house.
Oh,
a lot of them are like, I have a tent. I hope he doesn't mind kids. And I'm like, you know what he likes better than kids? A roof.
So are you going to be checking him with him every day from the road? Is that how it's going to work?
We're putting a GPS tracking device on him.
Nice.
I love it. And we're going to call him every day and find out where he is. But these guys are promising. Like, guys are taking – meeting in New Orleans. And then there's people in – they're going to take him to Ohio State football game. And there's all these different things. But the funny thing is he thinks – he's going from Los Angeles to Johnson City, Tennessee, where his mom is, in a straight line. He has no idea.
He's not worked with you before?
No, he has no idea. And he can't listen to this because he doesn't have a radio.
Okay.
But he's going to be in North Dakota. We have him in Toronto.
Not exactly a straight line. So he's going like 8,000 miles to get to Tennessee.
And then he thought he was flying.
4 months.
He thought he was flying back, too.
Oh, my God. This is the best. Hey, I don't want to bring the whole room down here, but does his mom have that kind of time to wait for him?
That's what I was wondering.
That's going to be funny until that happens.
So she's going to have something to live for.
Eddie F. is here. He has the craziest life, and he'll be talking about it on stage tonight at the Ice House in Pasadena. Two shows, 8:30 and 10:30, and then two shows again tomorrow night. Please go to icehousecomedy.com. Buy your tickets. More with our guest after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jimmy Kimmel's cousin Sal joins us coming up in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show because the NFL season has begun. By the way, Sal's going to be in a good mood this week because he's a Cowboys fan. So he's
Oh, sure.
Remember how happy he is.
That's right.
In the meantime, though, Eddie Efton studio with us on stage at the Ice House tonight. Two shows tomorrow night. Icehousecomedy.com. Eddie, I enjoyed your tweets about the conventions. Let me just read one. Eddie's Twitter, by the way, is just his name, at Eddie Eft. After watching both the RNC and the DNC, one thing I am sure of is that despite our differences, we Americans are all fat. That is certainly true, I'll tell you that.
It was just like watching a bunch of – it was like watching NASCAR. It's just a bunch of fat people watching things go in circles.
But at least at NASCAR, there's a couple of hot chicks there.
That show their boobs. And no one – you don't want to see any boobs at a Republican or – They're both the same. Anybody that goes to one of these conventions and holds up a sign, to me, they're the same as somebody that goes to WrestleMania. Like you actually think you have a say in anything, and you go to this and you cheer. I love the people when they're giving their speeches that cry.
Yeah.
You're like, didn't you fall for this 4 years ago or 4 years before
you
that?
You always look at those people and go, nobody can be that excited about any candidate. I don't care who... who it is, you can't love them so much that you're wearing hats and you're jumping up and down, and it just looks like a room full of losers on both sides.
And they're interchangeable. Like, you can take the ones out of here. Although
you think they're hired actors that go to each side?
I take that back. There's a little more color in the Democratic one.
Okay.
Like, you look at the Republican one, and they should go out and hire extras because it's just...
just to make it look like a mix?
It's just fat white people. And it's like, you guys, you just look like fat white people that are so gluttonous. You're like... I don't want to give any to anyone else. It's all mine.
And it does seem like just a colossal waste of time and resources and money for something that's not really going to change anybody's mind,
the
right?
The money is ridiculous.
Yeah,
amount of money that I would rather give it to strippers.
No, well, apparently you wouldn't. You'd rather just dash their dreams. in our remaining moments with Eddie F., you were starting to tell us right as the song ended, you do have a colorful cast of characters. In addition to your partner, Jim Jefferies, you were telling us about the Mongs, and you got one of your guys is interning on every comedy podcast in town. How's that working?
We have a guy. His name, we call him Farside, and because he looks like a Farside character. And he, like I said before, he's got the body of a 40-year-old and the face of a 12-year-old,
yeah,
wouldn't you say?
Even,
it's creepy.
Yeah.
Like, pedophiles probably are attracted. but he started to work for Todd Glass, didn't tell us when we hired him. And then we found out he was moonlighting and doing both podcasts. Then Jay Moore met him on our show. We had Bob Saget and Jay Moore on our show. And during that episode, he showed Jay his genitals for some – it's
– okay.
As Jim says, it looks like his thing is – stone chilled out laying on a beanbag. And
it's relaxed.
And Jay liked that, and Jay hired him. So now he works at Jay's and gets to meet bigger celebrities at Jay's thing. But in order to make sure he's really ours, we've branded him.
How do you brand him?
He's got a you want to show him?
You mean literally you branded
him?
Not if it's what you just described.
It's just a tattoo.
Okay. Where is it?
No, take the shirt off. Take the whole shirt off. You got to see the whole package.
Not sure we want to see the whole package. Oh, sweet.
Oh, wow.
They made him get a talking shirt.
tattoo on his upper back.
Upper back. Why not lower
with
back?
With Jim's name and my name.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing is right after we finish the tattoo, we go, we quit.
Well, he's definitely yours.
Yeah.
What does a guy like that go on to do after you're through with him, after you run out of patience?
Weirdly, I think I'm going to work for him someday.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah, and I think we
all
are.
You're going to pay for all of this.
We all are going to work for him.
But we never harassed him. I think he's cool. who's your before we talk to Cousin Sal here in a minute, Eddie, I know you're a sports guy. Who's your team, by the way?
I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Philadelphia.
No, I grew up in Pittsburgh. My girlfriend's dad played for the Eagles, but I am a Steeler fan. And
how does a Steeler fan and an Eagle fan, how do you two date?
It's weird.
This must be the worst time of year for you.
Here's
guys.
The thing. Her dad grew up in Pittsburgh. And so he grew up like a Steeler fan and then went off to play for the Eagles.
Then you play for whoever takes you.
Yeah.
I imagine.
And he's an Eagles fan, obviously. But I kind of fell – I don't know if I kind of lost the Steelers after the Ben Roethlisberger stuff. I got to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. The Steelers were always the one team with integrity. And and then they were like, wait.
He didn't do that any favors.
Yeah. And so they – keeping him, I was like, you know. Whatever.
So, but still, if there's a game on, you'll watch it and you're
rooting
for
it. Yeah, I can't help. If you grow up in Pittsburgh, it's the only city where people get up earlier to tailgate than they do to go to work. it's really like a sickness. Like, it's so weird. Like, when I go there to do shows, it's all they want me to talk about. It's like...
Is Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, yeah, it's weird. It's all. It's on the front page of the newspaper out of 365 days, like 300.
Wow.
And it's creepy. And like, it's the only... In Pittsburgh, like, if a guy had sex with Ben Roethlisberger, his friends wouldn't think he's gay. They'd be like,
dude... That's the exception?
They'd be like, dude, tell me what was it like? Did he whisper plays in your ear? Did he take you to Heinz Field? What was it like?
I mean, that's a euphemism, right?
Yeah. So obsessed with it that it creeps me out, and I'm the only guy. I get there and I'm like, you people have to stop. When Ben Roethlisberger was in the motorcycle accident, remember, right after the Super Bowl, there were people tailgating in the parking lot of the hospital he was in, holding up signs that said like, Ben, our season depends on you.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's like,
the same people at the conventions.
Yeah, exact same. it's patriotic, nationalistic people that are like raw soccer hooligans. And anybody that gets too into something, I don't know. You creep
with no
me out.
Balance.
Yeah, you need cynicism
a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah. We're gonna take a break. Eddie Ift is here. He's gonna stick around. We're all gonna talk football with Cousin Sal. Please go see Mr. Ift at the Ice House in Pasadena tonight, though, and tomorrow night. Go see him both nights. That's what I'm saying. IceHouseComedy.com, and of course the podcast is Talking with Jim Jeffries and Eddie Ift. You can get that through the iTunes. We'll be right back on the world, whatever it is. Our friend Eddie Ift in studio with us here on the world famous K-Rock. Lizzie Kaplan, beautiful actress, is going to be joining us in about 20 minutes. First, though, speaking of beautiful actresses, the return of Cousin Sal in the NFL season. Sal, how are you?
All right, fellas. Great to be back.
Do you know Eddie Ift? He's here with us right now, Sal.
Ooh, how are you, Eddie?
Hi, Sal. How are you?
This is going to be good.
We're looking forward to it. Congratulations, first of all, on your Dallas Cowboys. Even you had to be impressed with Tony Romo Wednesday night.
Well, you know what? I say let's end the season now. Let's just go to the scoreboard and hit the stand. I mean, this is a violent, violent game with concussions and guys' brains
right
out of their heads. What more do we need to see?
And if we see any more games, then it's going to put the Cowboys back into focus.
Yeah, it's just overkill. Yes,
yeah.
It'll put them back into focus.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was going crazy. It seemed like a typical, we're going to blow this down the stretch. And it was a sloppy, sloppy game. We got lucky. The Giants never play that way against us. And I'm going to say us the rest of the season.
All right, good. Well, there's a hell of a lot of football still to come and a full rack of games for us this Sunday. What do you want to talk about, Sal?
Well, let's go. Here's the interesting thing to me. There are five. First of all, let me start off by saying there was a minor adjustment made in the schedule. Not many people caught it, but the late afternoon games, which usually start at 4:05 or 4:10 Eastern, have been pushed to 4:25. So from a gambler's perspective, this is a complete disaster or a good thing. But in my case, I'm going to lose, I think, over $7 million.
Wait, how could it make any difference?
Here's what it does. And it makes there's now less overlap between the early and the afternoon games. So you'll get to see exactly how much you lost betting the early games. And you could double up. And that's never a good thing.
So, I see.
Yeah. So let me just say that. And as far as this week goes, I think you have five rookie quarterbacks starting, four of them on the road. I want to bet against three of them.
Okay.
I think it's good. I think we'll go at least 2-1 betting against three of them.
Okay.
First game is Houston over Miami. Houston's given 13 points. That's hefty from week one. But have you seen this Miami team? They have this rookie quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. He's from Texas A&M. And if you've watched this Hard Knocks show on HBO, the mm-hmm. best thing going for them is this Tannehill's wife, Lauren.
She's unbelievable. Now, and I heard people were speculating this week, how often and how many times are they going to show her in the stands at that game?
Well, they're going to have to show her a lot because this is a miserable team. And, I mean, she's a perfect 10, and I think his quarterback rating is going to match that, unfortunately. I think Houston's very good last year. They're really banged up. Now they're healthy. They're going to be one of the top three or four teams in the league. They get it going this week. 28-6, I say Houston. Give the 13.
All right.
Are the Dolphins going to win a game this year? That's the question our phone screener Chip is asking as a diehard Miami fan.
Yes. Oh, wait. They didn't even win a preseason game, right? No,
nope.
I think they will win one. Yeah, they'll win a few games. They'll win four or five games. So it'll be spread out nicely like once a month. But Philly and Cleveland out. Now, Eddie, if your girlfriend, she's going to be very pleased after this one. You'll at least get to second base. How happy. This Philly team, you remember they overpaid for them. They were a hostile defense, and they were called the Dream Team. I think they have a lot to prove this year. I really do, and I think they get it together. Brandon Whedon, that's the rookie quarterback now in Cleveland from Oklahoma State. He's very old. He's 28 years old.
Wow!
That's what they're pinning their hopes on, a 28-year-old. This guy, he used to babysit Doc on the Rock. Is that guy still around?
He is. Okay. Remarkably.
All right, Cleveland's run defense was 30th in the league last year. They didn't do much to improve it. They're playing right into Philly's hands. I think this Eagles team, I don't know if you guys agree, it goes as far as Michael Vick, his health is concerned. And I know this first game, he's healthy. And by the way, this is his first visit to the dog pound in Cleveland since he had sex with all those mutts.
I don't remember the story exactly right, Sal.
I think that was it, right?
Yeah, I saw it, Sal.
30-13, take Philly, give the 8.5.
All right,
now the third one is... Wow, this is a weird one. The Cardinals and the Seahawks. Kevin Bean, these are your teams.
Yeah.
These are our teams, yeah.
And I can't imagine you're picking the Cardinals to win anything.
I think you guys should have a side bet. I don't know. Do you bet on these games at all?
We do, occasionally.
Once in a while. But I got to tell you, I know the preseason means nothing. I was very excited by the 4-0 Seahawks, and I'm in love with this kid, Russell Wilson. I just love what I've seen from him. Am I wrong about him, Sal?
Everyone's got WrestleMania, which now is now the second WrestleMania reference in the last 10 minutes. I don't know. I'm betting against Pete Carroll here. I don't think he's got this figured out, this two-quarterback system. It was three quarterbacks. I mean, both these teams are paying their backups like $15 million and their starters like $450,000 or something. I know that the Cardinals have trouble. They have like two starting tackles out. I am going against the Seahawks here. I don't see how you take a rookie quarterback on the road and give points. Take the Cardinals 20-16. They're going to win.
They're going to score 20 points.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is going to be heartbreaking. Hey, Sal, we have to ask you real quick. And by the way, Cousin Sal, you can read him at the Grantland column, which is one of the best goddamn sites on the internet, grantland.com. You can also hear his podcast with Bill Simmons on ESPN.com every Monday and see him on his cousin Jimmy Kimmel's show late nights on ABC. I have to ask before you go, Dave wanted me to get this to you. Yeah. What's your take on the 70.5 point spread, Savannah State versus Florida State? I know we're not talking to college football except this game, but seriously, is that the craziest thing you've ever seen?
That is bizarre. I mean, you're getting that's over 10 touchdowns. That's a lot. And I would take Savannah, and I am going to take Savannah State.
Will a bookie cover that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm betting it too. I'm betting Savannah State also.
We were just guessing that the bookie would throw that out because it's such an outrageous line.
No, I bet there's money on it. You know, it started at like 68 or something, so the money's coming in on Florida State. So,
you know, wow.
I would bet Savannah State. There are very few games that I'm still alive in the fourth quarter. This one I would definitely be alive, at least for a few minutes of the fourth quarter. So,
Cousin Sal, we could not be happier to have you back on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're so excited to have football back, and I can't wait to stay in touch with you throughout the season, man. Thanks so much for the time today.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Bye now. Eddie Ift, you're the best.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Go see Eddie Ift at the Ice House tonight and tomorrow. And we will be right back with the show.
Lizzie Kaplan, the actress, joins us from the new film Bachelorette, coming up after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Friday. What's going on?
Talking about new movies, like The Bachelorette that's out in Cineplexes this weekend. I painted a pretty bleak picture when I did the movie beat regarding what's available for your viewing pleasure this week.
You did.
Right.
I apologize because there was one highlight that I neglected to mention, and several listeners have given me the heads up, and I knew about it, but I just simply spaced.
Okay.
So allow me to rectify that situation now. This weekend, and for the next week, in limited run only, Raiders of the Lost Ark is being re-released in IMAX.
Yay!
No kidding.
So if you've never seen the original film on the big screen, you are doing yourself a grave disservice having seen it only on television. Go to the theaters, go see Raiders, and they have a brand new print done for the IMAX theaters. So
that's pretty cool.
It is very cool. It's one of the great films of all time. It really is. Please don't judge it by Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. This first one is a remarkable film. One of the best action-adventure films ever. You get to see it on the big screen. Not only that, you get to see it on the big IMAX screen. And I'm telling you, if you've never seen it before, take advantage of the next week. It's a limited release just for the next 7 days. It's going to be out there in theaters. So look at your local listings and you can find it there. So there's your movie tip for the weekend. Also, Saturday night, tomorrow night, Kevin Smith and I return, our triumphant return to the hilarious Hollywood Babylon, Larry Dent included. And you can go there to the Lovitz Comedy Club and Podcast Theater. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m., we're doing the show. You can go to thelovitz.com to get tickets, or Babylon Ralph or Babylon Kev. It all takes you to the same place. But we'd love to see you come out and join us. All right. That takes care of the business part of the show. Almost. I do want to mention, thanks to everyone who are sending their Kevining pictures in.
Yeah, thanks.
The Kevining pictures are rolling in. I've seen uniformed police officers Kevining. Mm-hmm. I've seen adorable little twin five-year-old girls Kevining. I've seen every walk of life, every race, creed, and color.
A guy in a lion suit.
A guy in a lion suit. We are getting remarkably imaginative Kevining pictures, and we appreciate it, and we thank you, and we're going to be posting them all, and please keep sending them in.
I got a tweet from someplace in Asia where a guy said, I am starting this, and I'm going to make sure it takes off.
We're getting from all over the world, like, every state in the union. It's just, it is a phenomenon.
If you don't know what Kevining is, just go to kevinandbean.com, take a look at the photo gallery. Kevin had his photograph taken for an ad for the Arclight Cinema, and he has, well, an expression on his face, and he's doing something with his hands and his body that you just can't explain.
It's,
and we're asking
natural.
You to replicate that.
None of
and then
natural.
Send in your own photo to be on the website.
Spectacular, and it's my favorite thing.
So. Yeah, that's great.
CeeLo Green, has a guy's career ever benefited more from a reality show? CeeLo Green's just blowing up. He was, of course, with Gnarls Barkley.
Right.
A great musician, producer, singer, had it all going on, but this voice thing has just taken him to the next level.
Doesn't buy him longer arms, though, does it?
No, he's still a Tyrannosaurus Rex, but he is wildly popular. The kids love him. He's a voice in the new animated feature Hotel Transylvania, plays the mummy in that film.
Okay.
And now it's been announced he's getting his own sitcom.
Really?
How do you like him now? NBC just signed a deal with CeeLo Green to develop his own sitcom based on his personal life and how he balances showbiz with his family. I would be dubious about such a project. However, the executive producer who is creating the show and will be writing the show is Ali Leroy, who is the co-creator of Everybody Hates Chris, which, if you ever watched, was a very funny show.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And CeeLo's really likable, so they might have a comedy hit on their hands, which for NBC would be a major achievement. So, good news for him. More new TV news. The CW is talking about doing to Wonder Woman what they did to Superman. Of course, they gave us Smallville for 10 years, the story of Clark Kent before he became Superman. Now we'll get to see Wonder Woman before she put on the bracelets and the bustier. The early years of Wonder Woman, a new series called Amazon that CW is planning. So they may reboot the Wonder Woman franchise. Which,
they're going to pick someone hot, though, so that's
good. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's well, good. It's Wonder Woman. She's got to be hot.
Right.
Can it be Minka Kelly? Is it too late to start that beating on that drum?
Here's the thing about Minka. She's slight. She's a little wisp of a thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Wonder Woman has to have some...
This is called Amazon.
Amazon,
yeah. She's got to have some stuff to her. She's got to look like super sexy, but she's also got to look like she can handle herself in a bar fight, you know?
Khloe Kardashian
no!
it is. Too far the other way.
By the way, TMZ reporting, it's almost a done deal that Khloe Kardashian will be at least one of, if not the sole host of The X Factor coming up this fall.
Really?
That's what they're saying.
Wow!
Yeah.
Do they want to fail or what?
Or do they want a lot of people to watch that show?
The first time.
Look. people keep going back to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians inexplicably.
Yeah,
that,
but not
the,
for
the
Khloe.
Audiences for that get higher
not
and higher.
Khloe.
I think they feel if they can get a little sprinkle a little of that magic Kardashian dust on the show, it could only help. So apparently, about 85% done is that deal. So
wow.
They'll be announcing that sometime soon. Look, because Simon Cowell is not above jumping on
Khloe.
No, a cheap publicity bandwagon to try to get eyes to his show. He's all cheesed off with The Voice, by the way. Because apparently they've added another night to that show opposite X Factor.
Ah.
And they're trying to slap him down, and he's very upset about it. So,
well, that's how everyone felt when he was on American Idol.
While we're talking about reality shows and American Idol, Enrique Iglesias. Enrique Iglesias apparently is going to be the next judge on that show. Apparently in talks with producers to take over for Randy Jackson, who will now be downgraded to mentor. So it'll be Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, Keith Urban, and Enrique Iglesias. Hmm. Wow, do I not want to see any of those people on my television. Randy Jackson, they may have done you just a big favor, dog.
I never thought I would miss Paula Abdul, but I'm actually at that point now.
I know, isn't it crazy? And smoking hot chick news.
Yes.
Kate Upton has scored a big win this week. She's going to be the first woman on the cover of the first ever issue of CR Magazine, which is a magazine that fashion people have been talking about for months. It's being published by a former Vogue Paris editor named Karine Reutfeld, and she's a big deal in the fashion world. She is launching her own fashion magazine, and the cover of this first ever issue was a very coveted slot. She's given it to Kate Upton, who, of course, got famous for her Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover earlier this year. Here's the thing about Kate Upton. And I read this story, and I know now how incredibly once-in-a-lifetime hot she is. Everyone else in the fashion business hates her.
Is that right?
Yes. That's how you know a girl is really hot. When other hot girls hate her, she is really hot. Because they all feel threatened by her, and so they are all just being bitches and just sniping at this poor, cute, adorable little
girl.
So
she's just a sweet, sweet thing that everybody hates?
Correct.
Yes,
Lisa.
That's
your takeaway?
That's right, Lisa.
I'm just asking. I want to clarify that.
No more questions. Victoria's Secret called her this week obvious. She's so obvious. Screw you. Obvious is bitch speak for spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously.
I think a lot of people in fashion, Ralph, correct me if I'm wrong, they only like models that are ugly pretty, that have something kind of wrong with them.
Yes.
It sure seems that way.
And they do worship at the altar of anorexia. And,
yeah, that's true, yeah. too.
Kate is a curvy broad, and they don't seem to like that stuff.
Have you seen this cover photo yet?
I have not, no.
Holding all the puppies? Not a euphemism, literally holding a
armful of puppies. I thought
you
were holding baby chicks.
Oh, are they chicks? Is that what they are? Yeah, I knew it was a little baby animal.
You had no idea. You saw the cover and don't know what kind of animal. That's how hot she is. She's so hot you can't even focus on anything else in the photograph.
What animal? Birds, dogs, whatever they are.
Could have been little Hitlers and you never even would have noticed.
That is interesting that she's holding baby animals that I couldn't even look at them.
You, of all people. I would think you would see the animals first. But Kate Upton is so hot she can distract bean from animals.
Yeah, that's tough.
The baby Hitlers, by the way, saw him at the troop.
Did you? If she were standing next to an assassination, there would be no eyewitnesses to the assassination. Yeah. We would all miss it.
What did the assassin look like? Busty, blonde. No, that was the girl next to the assassination. Today's celebrity birthday is Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders. Still, in my opinion, one of the great female rock stars of all time. Her voice, just outstanding. I haven't heard them lately. I don't know what she sounds like now. But those recordings, when that band was hot, just some of the great female led rock music around. 61 years old today. Julie Kavner from The Simpsons is also 61. Corbin Burnson, 58. Michael Emerson from Lost and Person of Interest, also 58 years old. Angie Everhart's 43. Diane Farr from Numbers, very lovely and talented actress, is also 43 years old today. Tom Everett Scott's 42. Chad Sexton, drummer for 311, is 42 years old as well. Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie is 39. And Evan Rachel Wood celebrates her 25th birthday today. You have to take one of those bells away because she's been sullied by Marilyn Manson.
Oh, I forgot she was Manson.
Yeah,
sorry.
She has to lose just one of those three bells. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
I don't want to give anything away about Beer Mug's red carpet interviews on the MTV VMAs yesterday. I don't want to give anything away, but I will say this.
Hey, One Direction! What are you guys putting in your hair?
I mean, that's just an example of the good work our boy does when he's out on the red carpet. So we've got those interviews for you coming up next here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for tuning in on a Friday. I love this video on demand that they're doing with the new movies. You know, I saw that Sleepwalk with Me this week, Kevin. That's one of the movies right. that's in theaters. It's also on video on demand, as is Bachelorette, which people are raving about. It's opening in theaters today in limited release. We could not be more excited to welcome one of the stars of the film, Lizzie Caplan, to The Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Lizzie. Welcome. How are you?
Hello. How are you guys?
Very good.
Well, we're very excited. We talk about you on this show frequently. We loved you on The New Girl and Children's Hospital and Party Down. You've been in so many of our favorite things, so I'm glad that we finally get a chance to talk to you.
That's very nice to hear at 8 a.m. Thank you.
So let's get the elephant out of the room first, though. People, when they see the trailers for this movie, they see Bachelorette and they think Bridesmaids. But I think it's so interesting that this is a completely different thing than Bridesmaids. Tell people how.
It's a completely different thing than Bridesmaids. Our movie is much darker than Bridesmaids. We do drugs. We have irresponsible sex. All of this crazy stuff happens that they kind of couldn't put in a movie like Bridesmaids because it was a bigger studio movie. But ours is a little indie, and we got to do it how we wanted to do it, and it's really, really gross. Everybody should go and see it.
That's the best way to sell a movie to me. I'm in.
And I think that a lot of men in particular would be shocked at how gross girls can be, right?
That is exactly right. But all men should go and see for themselves today.
Just so that they can learn. It's a learning experience.
Yeah.
And I was also a little bit surprised to find out, and I mean, I'm being serious, Lizzie, that girls talk smack about fat chicks all the time. I thought that we guys were the bad guys for talking about fat chicks, but it turns out you girls are just as bad, maybe even worse.
Well, okay. The girls in this movie, perhaps.
Let's not generalize.
But you're fine with all guys. That generalization is good.
You know you do.
Right. Well, that's probably true, unfortunately.
The plot line for this film is you've got a bunch of friends, and one of them is the first to walk down the aisle, right? And what are the girls in this movie? About the real-life ages of the actors, probably around 30 or so, something like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and it's kind of tough for this circle of friends to comprehend that the overweight friend in their group is the first one who's going to get married, and it kind of spins you guys all out of control, right?
Yes, we are very poorly behaved girls. We're friends from high school. We see each other for the first time in many years around this wedding, and it brings up some hot-button issues for us, like the fact that none of us are married or even close to getting there or having kids or being responsible members of society. And so we have to reflect on our lives, and then things get sort of crazy.
And that seems like the kind of subject matter that is really going to hit home with a lot of women who are around that age, because it's not like it used to be. I mean, there was a time a few years ago when if you were 30 and you weren't married, you were considered an old maid. But, I mean, there are very few women, it seems like, these days who are even ready to take that step anymore at 30.
I agree with you. No more spinsters.
No more spinsters.
Just something to celebrate.
But then you all have to get together and go crazy. I mean, that's the important part of turning 30 and not being married.
Yes. All right. That works.
That's the best part.
Tell me about your friend Adam Scott. He is in this film also. You guys are real-life friends, and you, of course, were together on Party Down. You guys have a relationship in the movie or what?
Yes, we do. He plays my high school boyfriend, and our love goes sour many, many years ago, and this is the first time we're reuniting, and I hate him.
Okay, good.
He's the best, though, and I know that people still always talk to him, even after he's done a million other things about Party Down. Is it the same with you? Do you still get a lot of recognition from that?
Yes, it is. A lot of people are very curious about the Party Down movie. I get asked that a lot, but I really don't get very much new information on that, unfortunately.
So you never have an answer?
I mean, my go-to answer is, we're going to make this happen, but I don't know when.
Just say next week. Comes out next Friday. Whenever it is.
Yeah, it comes out next Friday.
This is the voice of actress Lizzie Caplan here on The Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about her film Bachelorette. And before we let you go, what were your thoughts when you found out how they were going to distribute this movie and make it available on iTunes and in people's homes on DirecTV and whatnot before it hit theaters? I mean, it's kind of new, uncharted territory for a movie like this.
Yeah, it's strange. It's definitely strange to hear that. But, you know, they're starting to do it with movies, and they've had some success doing it with other movies.
Right.
And our movie cost $3 million. So it's this little tiny indie. And I think it was actually smart of them to do it this way, because now lots of people have seen it, a lot of people have heard about it. And to go to number one on iTunes, I think it'll maybe encourage people to make more smaller, more interesting movies like this. So I'm all
I hope so. I hope so. I think it's a great trend, too. Bachelorette is the name of the film, opening in limited release on the big screen this weekend. And as we mentioned, you can see it on demand. Hey, Lizzie, are you going to be back on New Girl, or is that plot line all done for the next season?
I mean, I haven't heard anything for sure, but I would like to go back on New Girl. I think it would be a blast.
Lizzie is always the last to know. Thanks for coming on. We enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks, guys.
We have time for a moment with? I think we haven't had a moment with in quite some time.
We have not.
Well, let's hear one, shall we?
All right.
And now, a moment with Bean.
We'll be right back on the world, whatever it is.
That was a moment with Bean.
What happened today?
Oh. I like that I gave up rather than try to dig myself out of the hole. I just laid down and was buried.
I should take some advice from that, because I usually kiss
the show's name. It's new. We're still trying to get used to it.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Ralph. I appreciate the understanding. Speaking of Green Day that we just played there here on the World Famous K-Rock, Kevin and Bean Show, Friday morning. Green Day was on the MTV Video Music Awards last night, debuting a new song live. Billy Joe Armstrong about got swallowed up by the crowd, by the way. It was pretty hilarious to see all those people on stage. And Green Day was on the red carpet, so I assume that's one of the many big names that Beer Mug spoke with.
Yeah.
Right? Beer Mug was there with the K-Rock microphone, though, right?
On the red
carpet.
Cub
reporter Beer Mug.
That's right. He's our man.
We must have talked to Green Day, I'm sure.
Nope.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it, maybe.
Okay. Listen, we send him out again with a microphone?
Yeah.
Because we are gluttons for punishment?
Well, we love it. He's fantastic.
He's the worst.
Listen to him talk about Kesha. Oh, wrong file. Sorry.
Hang on.
Hang on. He's the worst?
Hang on. I'm sorry.
No, he is the worst.
Kesha, hot mess.
Now, not talking to her.
Just doing commentary?
Just doing commentary.
But not bad looking legs.
Great, so we have like a DVD commentary track of people walking down the red carpet now.
That's it. Is there a Kesha interview? No.
Let me preface it by saying when I got there...
I hate you already.
The MTV guys rounded us up like we were cattle, and of course, our radio station gets put on the last red carpet.
That's how it always works.
The reject station. So pretty much, that's pretty much all it is me doing commentary, because I couldn't really... They would walk right by us. They would walk...
Ronnie and Sammy.
Oh.
Ronnie and Sammy.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore
TV
interview.
Stars.
Yeah.
Ronnie and Sammy, do you have any dating advice?
That's it. He wasn't really talking to
him. So now you're just yelling questions at people in the hopes that they respond. And if they do respond, you wouldn't be able to hear them anyway on your microphone.
That's correct.
Yeah.
No, excellent work.
Look, far be it for me to stand up for Mugs. No one wants him dead more than I do. But if you're 81st on the red carpet and no one is stopping to talk to you, what other choice do you have but yelling out at the stars?
None.
Well,
how about shutting the F up? Is that an option?
He talked to Pauly D.
Oh, okay.
So there was an actual...
One of the Jersey Shores.
Pauly, you want to talk to K-Rock? Pauly, let me be part of your entourage. Come on, Pauly. Come on, man.
Well, now it is pathetic.
My favorite part about that is not that he has to be part of his entourage, but how disappointed he was at the end of that. Like, really, he thought that was going to work.
He walked right by me like I didn't even exist. And the worst,
I would have walked by you like you didn't exist.
Kevin, really? After that scintillating entourage crack,
Kevin,
you come running over?
The worst part was his publicist was walking like 10 feet in front of him, and I looked at him directly in the eyes like, Paul, stop again. He's like, I don't know. I got to talk to the boss here. And he just totally ignored
me. He did the right thing.
I got big time by Pauly D.
So the Fab Five, the U.S. gymnastic team, comes by, and this is somehow, I don't know if this was his attempt to get them to come over and talk to him or what caused this, but this is Beer Mug on the red carpet as the U.S. gymnast team walked by.
USA! 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 USA!
They looked.
They
looked. Yeah, because you're yelling like a douchebag.
And by the way, they looked, he said, with the satisfaction of, I nailed a great interview right there.
That's the mission accomplished banner on top of the aircraft carrier. That's what he is right there.
Hey, if you just tuned in the last 10 seconds, Beer Mug had an exclusive interview with Gabby Douglas, Olympic gold medal athlete.
Wiz Khalifa walks by.
Here, get me. Wiz! Wiz, when are we smoking? Where are we smoking later?
You tell me.
I can do it right now.
See? I got him on the mic. He answered my question.
You tell
Success.
Me.
Success.
Yeah. And we all learned a lot about Wiz Khalifa.
Now
can I hear the beginning of that interview again, by the way?
Sure. You have a problem with it? Why? Because he was trying to figure out what his name was?
No. I have a mini stroke. Get me again. Wiz! Wiz, what are we smoking? Where are we smoking later? Where are we smoking later?
You tell me.
I don't know what that is.
Beermack has a stroke at the beginning of that question.
Wiz. Wiz, what are we smoking? Where are we smoking later? Where are we smoking later?
I don't know.
That was my...
That was an excitement stroke, I think.
What is happening there? All right. I hate to tell you this, Kevin, but we have to take a brief break.
We just started.
I know.
We haven't heard any of the hard-hitting stuff.
We're out of time. I know that there's so much more. I know that he gets to One Direction, he gets to some of the others, but we got to take a break. Beer Mug on the red carpet at the MTV VMAs. More in a moment on The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Nicely
See, I
done.
Nailed it.
Nice.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:39.
That went over enough for you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Kimberly McDermott from Santa Clarita. She's not another disgruntled ex-girlfriend of yours, is she, Ralph? Are you cool with Kimberly?
Kimberly. Oh, jeez.
She just won tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Hollywood Bowl. Now she's eligible for the grand prize drawing we do Monday morning right here on K-Rock, perhaps to send Kimberly to Paris to see Florence and the Machine again.
We're going through some of the tape of Beer Mugs at the red carpet of the VMAs yesterday. And he really, so far, has nailed a lot of great interviews. Wouldn't you say?
No.
Hard-hitting.
Say he hasn't talked to anyone yet.
Well,
he talked to Wiz Khalifa. Yeah.
He did. He said, where are we smoking? And Wiz did say...
You tell me.
You tell me.
Yeah.
Time well used.
That's correct.
I think we all learned a lot from that interview.
Hey. Now, One Direction walks by, and I don't...
Big winners last night at the VMAs.
I don't
they
know
won three.
Exactly why Beer Mug is so excited. I mean...
They're only the biggest band in the world, Kevin.
Right.
If you're 12. And you have a vagina.
Right. But this is Beer Mug.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. One Direction is coming our way. They're clearing the area. I don't know what to do.
Listen to how excited he is.
The first honest thing he's ever said, by the way, that last line.
How dare you.
Hey, One Direction. What are you guys putting in your hair? Hello.
That was the response.
He got a response from One Direction.
Yeah. He said hello.
Hello.
That was the One Direction.
No,
he said hello.
Hello. He did like a wild bird call and then hello.
Jesus Christ.
Folks, what's credit for that?
He wants to make sure he gets credit.
All right,
he
you
wants
win
to get
that
paid
one.
For that interview.
I can't imagine what it was like to be there in person with those screaming girls for One Direction because it was impossible to watch or hear even on television. It must have been insane.
It was tough. It was a tough environment.
You did a good job, though. What do you put in your hair? Nice.
Your hair.
Demi Lovato shows up for the pre-show, I guess, and Muggs is more excited about Demi Lovato than anything.
Okay, so we got the Demi Lovato rig pulling up. There's a drum set there. I'm a drummer, so I could actually get on that and play if they need me to. We got the pyro guys rolling up. The pyro, it's going to get nuts.
Okay, you know you're not hosting a show or anything, right?
That's all I had to do. Ralph,
but it doesn't make any sense to lay it down on tape that we're going to play the next day. You doing a live commentary of what's happening.
And Demi Lovato did not speak to him so far at this point.
I'm trying to make it for the people who weren't there. I'm trying to relive it for them. So that's what I was doing.
Okay. All
right.
Wow.
Here comes Demi Lovato right now. I'm going to see if she needs a drummer. Oh. Demi Lovato. I love this song. Yeah, Demi! Go, Demi, 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 Demi.
Now, at this point, I've already been standing in the sun for an hour and a half, so delusion does start to kick in. That's why I kind
of... Why did you say Demi Lovato?
That was the heat getting to me. I was in the... Like I said, I was in the reject red carpet line, and I was standing in the sun, and I was... Kind of losing my ass.
I wonder if Beer Mug wants to be a drummer for anyone.
Demi, do you need a drummer?
Hmm.
All right, we got rapper 2 Chainz right there on the MTV stage rocking the gold and black button jacket.
Again, not talking to 2 Chainz.
We're talking about him.
Seeing him on a stage and describing what he looked like as the visual.
He's got the gold pants on with some black shoes with gold stitching.
Let me get this down.
And of course,
gold
it's 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, wait, 2 Chainz has 2 Chainz?
Yep.
Get this down.
Dr. Drew's the only person that stops by and actually talks to him.
Oh, poor Drew. Just a heart as big as all outdoors, doesn't he?
He really does. And it doesn't take long for Beer Mug to talk about how much Beer Mug likes Beer Mug's clothing with Dr. Drew.
I'm in my suede jacket. I have my bow tie on. Do you like it, Drew?
I see that. It's lovely. Are those pajamas? Or
yeah, well,
those?
I got my Dickie cut-off shorts.
Nice.
My rainbow sandals, you know?
Nice.
Well, how you doing, sir?
Is this a radio show or a video show? I'm a little confused.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
The hilarious clothing comedy doesn't play so well on radio.
I have to jump in, and God bless Dr. Drew for taking time out to come over and give you a pity interview. But why is it you talk more than the people you're interviewing, Muggs?
I've said this before, Bean. They get interviewed about them all day. They want to change it up. They're tired.
They never get a chance to be interviewed about you.
Nope. Exactly.
That's what they're shooting for.
That was so fulfilling.
Not exactly. They don't give a rat's ass about you and what you're wearing. Drew, a guy you actually know, you could actually ask a question to who will stop and talk to you, and you do a 30-second chunk on what you're wearing.
But that's what you guys are for. You ask him the hard-hitting stuff. I got to lighten the load a little bit.
You're our only one there.
Yeah.
So do you think Drew
went... it becomes your job then, doesn't it?
Do you think Drew went home and went, yes, I got to talk
finally
about beer mug.
Finally, I got to talk about that suede jacket I've been so curious about all these
years. Are you excited to see One Direction?
Yeah, oh yeah, of course. Isn't that everyone screaming about them? Aren't they here?
You're piercing.
I saw you crawling over the barriers here. I knew it.
I actually hit it a little bit.
Okay. Oh. We didn't need to go there.
Yep, that's happened.
Oh,
that happened.
Right.
To the one guy who would stop and talk to you. Yeah. You have to go there. Why does it ever have to get creamy on the red carpet? Oh. Ever. Why?
Especially with you and another dude.
Yeah. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
You're classy.
I'm rocking my gray little jean bow tie.
Oh, sorry. He's talking to some kids from Awkward
with the bow tie?
Now. He's talking to some kids from Awkward.
How appropriate.
And he's talking about himself.
Remember this for next time. This is nice. The V-neck.
Sandals.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even see the feet.
Dude, you got to figure it out.
See, the bottom half's Gucci and the top half's made in China.
No response. None at all. How many people were in front of you at that point when you made that joke?
Nobody.
How many? What?
How many people were in front?
Yeah, the guys from Awkward.
Two people.
Even a comedy, just a nice
courtesy laugh.
Courtesy laugh. Nothing. You couldn't get out of them. So then he talks to Fun.
Are you guys anticipating a win tonight?
Anticipating winning?
Yeah.
We're number one on K-Rock. Already won.
All right, I'd like to point out, before we move on, he's talking to Fun, and they're talking back.
Yes.
Making progress.
Good nice. Man. Good answer. Let me ask you one last question, because I was talking to your publicist, and she says your drummer, Will Noon, is your performing drummer.
Yep.
No.
If for any reason Will gets injured, mm-hmm. I'm a drummer.
No. Right.
And I've been practicing to some nights every time he comes on K-Rock. I bang on the console.
That certainly is a reason to
drumming.
It is.
Drummer. He bangs on the console. Now Walk the Moon comes over.
Is it because we mentioned once in one of your other reviews you talked about drumming that it was funny that you think you could just go back to the drumming chunk over and over again? Is that the idea?
Ralph, I love drumming, man.
Really? You like beats, too, I hear.
I love beats.
Walk the Moon comes over, and, you'll hear.
The Gene Bowtie. You got that, Cody? I'm here with Walk the Moon.
Hello.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Fantastic.
We're on the right...
Sweaty.
Yes.
Hot.
It's very hot. I've been standing out in the sun for a good 2 hours now, and there is sweat dripping into my butt crack.
Oh,
okay,
my
so
God.
He says that, and they
what
go,
the
and they go, oh.
TMI, I know. You guys...
More information.
Now, this is them being funny. Tell us more about that, because we really want to hear more about that.
Well, it's going down just below the... Okay, I'll stop.
Okay. All right, good.
Holy crap.
Hey, Bean, he's representing us. Yeah, he is. He's got a Kevin and Bean banner or something, right? This is bad. He's talking to Walk the Moon, and his eye catches Katy Perry. So now he's going to try and interest Katy Perry into coming over with Walk the Moon, and listen to how he does it.
Who's the drummer in the band?
Oh, I'm sorry.
In the band.
Now, I'm also a drummer.
I forgot that part. I'm sorry. He wants to play drums for them as well. Now he's trying to get Katy Perry's attention.
Who do they cheer? Oh, Katy Perry. Guys. Hey, Katy Perry. Walk the Moon. Hey, Katy Perry. Walk the Moon is standing right here. Katy Perry. Walk the Moon is standing right here.
We played with John Mayer last night.
Hey, you guys, Walk the Moon played with John the other night. Yeah! That's hot. Hotness.
Oh, man. Please, can we be done?
See, because I couldn't get her attention. She wasn't going to come stop
right.
and talk
so
to
the
me.
So the nice people that would talk to you, you insult them by screaming some other artist's name in their face while they're standing there.
You have Walk the Moon and Katy Perry walks by. What are you going
to
do?
If I'm not getting Katy Perry, I don't abandon the people who will talk to me.
Or you abandon them and then go
and move on.
Headlong
say, thanks,
for Katy
guys.
Perry.
Thanks for stopping by. And then you move on to the next artist. You know what you don't do? Scream in their faces, Katy Perry! Katy Perry!
Bean, I know you're done with, but would you like to hear the wrap-up?
It's 11 seconds. It's an 11-second wrap-up.
Let me say this. Ralph is right, Beer Bugs. It's like you're taking a girl on a date, but you'll only talk to her about another girl that you see in the room that you think is hotter. That's what you're doing to poor Walk the Moon, who are nice enough to stop by. They have a song that we play on K-Rock. What's going on?
Do you know that Katy Perry has any knowledge of them?
She might. She's in the music business.
Right.
But wait a minute.
They played with John Mayer. I didn't know if you knew that ahead of time. You didn't know anything about that situation.
No.
You just yelled, Katy Perry walked the moon.
Yes.
What do you think she thought?
She started doing the moonwalk.
Yeah, right there on the red carpet. Doing the moonwalk. What the hell? How's that supposed to mean anything to her?
She sees me yelling at her. I'm wearing an attractive bow tie. She might have come over and stopped to talk. I don't know.
Let's hear the wrap up.
So there you have it. The 2012 MTV AMAs. A lot of sweat, a lot of yelling. Some pretty good interviews, I thought. I thought I did well.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So,
A fitting ending to a fitting day.
The recorder gave up.
So...
Couldn't take it. How dare
you. For another half hour, but the recorder said, nope, I'm not going to record that.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I cringed so much listening to Muggs' interviews that I've just turned inside out.
Aldo from La Puente, yeah. We're right there with you, Aldo. Thanks a lot for sticking with us, though. Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Friday.
Kevin, what's going on? He's not representing you.
Yeah, really. Imagine how we cringe.
He's representing us.
Katy Perry! Katy Perry walked the moon! Katy Perry walked the moon! Katy Perry walked the moon!
Just doesn't make any sense. Speaking of Katy Perry, if you believe what's being said, she is no longer seeing John Mayer now. Apparently she's off that relationship.
However, seems to be on again, off again.
Yeah, apparently it's off again.
All right.
She's moved on, however. Us Weekly Magazine claims that she recently had dinner at a very private Hollywood club and flirted with all night a young actor by the name of Robert Pattinson.
Yeah!
Oh, really? Really?
Our Pats and K pairs.
Oh, God. She's way too good for
him. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he.
Really?
Right. He. I'm with Ralph.
However, if you want to get over your old girlfriend who looks like a giraffe pup. Do they have pups? What do they have, cubs? What do giraffes have?
I don't know.
Let's say baby. I don't know.
What's a baby giraffe called? I bet it has a name.
I don't care.
I bet it does.
We know what you mean.
I think I want to know what you
Kristen
call
it. Kristen Stewart.
It's probably a calf. I bet it's a giraffe calf. A giraffe calf. Which sounds like something you order at Starbucks.
Send it to Ralph at krock.com.
No, let's find out. Let's not have Beer Mug find out. Let's have someone good find out.
Let's have Beer Mug find out.
All right. What's the name of a baby giraffe?
A baby giraffe is called
a calf.
Yeah!
Oh, look at that.
Can't be too happy with that, Ralph.
Awesome.
No one cares. What are the odds that Bean would beat Beer Mug in a search on the internet?
Beer Mug was nowhere near.
He pulled up like a puzzle about a giraffe.
There were YouTube videos.
Photographs and nothing else.
Yeah. I felt like Muggs was still trying to decide whether it starts with a J or a G.
I know how to spell it.
Hey, Bean, spelling's the one thing he takes pride in.
He was a sixth grade champion.
That's right. That is drumming. Oh, sweet Jesus. You guys feel safer on the road today for some reason? Did you drive into work today saying, you know what, I feel a little bit safer out here on the road?
No.
Well, you should have.
Should we have? Why?
Yesterday I mentioned Amanda Bynes got slapped with two counts of misdemeanor hit and run.
Right.
After those accidents in April and August. Well, it's reported today that the DMV on TMZ, has suspended her license. She can no longer drive an automobile until this all gets sorted out.
That is amazing.
On September the 27th. So... we're all a little safer behind the wheel today. Everyone, take heart as you're in traffic that Amanda Bynes will not come by and clip you and take off. Which is good news.
I do feel safer.
You know, I love the collectibles.
Too much? Some would say.
The Beatles, when they toured Japan in 1966, were so wildly popular they could not leave their hotel. They were not allowed to leave the hotel.
Wow.
So what they did was the four of them combined their talents and worked together on an oil and watercolor painting.
That's very odd.
They all four of them painted on the same canvas.
Okay.
Came up with a work of art they called Images of a Woman, signed it all, and now it's going up for auction. Can you imagine what a painting by the Beatles will get in the collectibles market?
Yeah. Where has it been all these years? I've never heard of this before.
It doesn't say. You can do a little more research, I'm sure, if you look into it. Images of a Woman is the name.
The Toy Bandit probably bought it, or whoever that guy is.
Toy Hunter.
Toy Bandit.
He probably bought it for $20.
He's not Swiper. He doesn't go into your house and just take your toys. He just pays pennies on the dollar for
them. I just know you're mad at him.
We're talking to him next week, by the way.
No, fantastic.
We got the toy hunter
lined up.
And Sarah Shahi next week, too.
Fantastic.
Yeah, good stuff. She's going to come in. Anyway, they're expecting it to start, bidding to start, around $120,000. Who knows
that
how...
Like a, yeah, that's a, that, that would be a steal if
who
you were able to get it for that.
How high it'll go. The only painting ever painted by all four Beatles.
Up for auction. Is any of them known for their art ability?
Lennon.
John was.
Lennon went to art school, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. He used to sketch and doodle quite a bit.
All right. Have you seen it yet, Ralph? Have you looked at it?
I have not, no.
It's very psychedelic. It's interesting. Each of them took a corner, and they each painted like about 25% of it, and then in the middle there's a little circle that has all of their signatures on it. Man, that's a one-of-a-kind piece of Beatles memorabilia right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. That's what I'm thinking. The
I may buy that.
Okay, Daddy Warbucks. Yeah, you let us know.
I'll give you $25 for it.
Sure. And Eddie Van Halen is off the road. Van Halen, of course, famously canceled all their future tour dates for this year. But now we know why. He had his intestines erupted.
What?
What does that mean?
His intestines blew up.
How do you not die from that?
Well, he almost did.
What
he had emergency surgery.
First?
Well, here's what caused his. Eddie Van Halen was on the Master Cleanse diet.
Oh, really?
He was only drinking water, lemon juice, maple syrup, and cayenne pepper instead of food. Well, apparently his insides went nuts, and there was literally an eruption in his intestines.
They said, I object.
He was rushed to the hospital, and that's why Van Halen had to cancel all of its tour dates for the rest of the year.
Wow. It's ironic that one of his most famous pieces that he ever played guitar in is called Eruption, too.
See? It's not funny, but it's ironic.
And it's not interesting,
but it's ironic.
It is ironic.
Give him that.
That's all he claimed.
It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's ironic. Amy Poehler and Will Arnett are splitting up. One of my favorite Hollywood couples. This is bad news.
Very sad.
They just celebrated their 9th wedding anniversary. And Us Weekly is reporting the split is very amicable, so I guess there's some upside. They do have two small boys together. Little 3-year-old Archie and 2-year-old Abel, which makes the situation even sadder. But I hope they'll be able to work things out. And for the sake of the kids, be civil with each other. And I just love them as a couple. Mm. I think it's sadder for us than it is for them, probably.
Yeah, probably.
So we've lost hope.
In our celebrities? Or
Barack Obama should get them back together. He would have impressed me last night. He said, I put them back together. I would have been, yeah, you got my vote.
I think you're right. I think a celebrity couple where you really admire and respect both of the celebrities so much, it does shake you up a little bit because you think, who would ever want to break up with either one of them,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You want them to be the poster children for happy Hollywood marriages.
Exactly. If they can't make it, none of us can.
I agree.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Thanks, B.O. Check me out tomorrow night at the John Lovitz Comedy Club and Podcast Theater, along with my good buddy Kevin Smith. We're returning to do Hollywood Babylon tomorrow night at 10 p.m. You can get your tickets at thelovitz.com. Come by and join us, please, for a good time. Celebrity.
It's going to get nuts.
It's true. It's going to get effing nuts. Katy Perry, Walk the Moon. Chris Hind, Chrissy Hind of The Pretenders is 61 years old today. Julie Kavner celebrates her 61st as well as we look at the celebrity birthdays. Corbin Burnson is 58, as is Michael Emerson of Lost and Person of Interest. Angie Everhart, the supermodel, 43 years old. Tom Everett Scott turns 42. Chad Sexton of 311 is 42 as well. Shannon Elizabeth of American Pie fame turns 39. And Evan Rachel Wood celebrates her 25th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Okay, that one was really over. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ.
We need a timer or something.
I'm sorry. I have a
down
timer.
To the song ends.
I have
Hey,
one.
Let me tell you what's awesome that's going on right now, by the way. Wednesdays through Sundays through September 30th at the Fairplex in Pomona is the Los Angeles County Fair. Leslie Galern is in studio with us. She is the spokesperson and expert for the LA County Fair, and she has just brought in
what looks like an entire leg of cow. It looks like you found a cow, beat it to death, and pulled its leg off.
It's a super-sized cow.
Leslie, what is Kevin eating? What am I looking at here?
That is the big beef rib. It is 17 inches long and 2 pounds of beef.
2 pounds of beef. And is this for sale at the L.A. County Fair?
It is. It's right over at Yellowgate when you come in at the main entrance.
Lisa, would you like this? It's 2 pounds of beef.
I'll have a bite of your beef.
Leslie, the thing about the fair is there's something for everybody. Some people go, you know, for the rides. Some people go for the shows, the attractions and everything. But a fair number of people, it's really their splurge of the summer is they look forward to the fair for the food, right?
Absolutely. I think people come to our fair and know, hey, I'm going to blow my diet today. So, and they just go for it.
I like that that's your slogan. Just basically say goodbye to your diet and come eat crap.
Is deep fried still the thing people want the most in fair food?
Yes. It's the most popular. We've got...
That's a lot of beef. I'm sorry, what?
Well, the most popular item right now is the deep fried chocolate chip cookie dough. But overall, it's all a lot of the classics. The deep fried candy bars, you know, the usual.
Yum.
Deep fried frog's legs? What's the point of that?
Cover up the taste of the frog legs.
I always say it has the texture of fish but the taste of chicken, which is a really odd combination. I've had to have it on camera, which is always fun.
So you enjoyed it very much.
Yes,
is what you're saying.
On camera, absolutely.
Yum, yum, yum.
When I was a kid.
Look, Dave's got more food.
When I was a kid, my dad lied to me and told me that it was chicken and I was eating frog's legs and they tasted nothing like it.
I was like, you're lying to me, Dad.
I wonder, Leslie, how many items people attempt to deep fry in order to find out which ones are going to work. Like, I mean, I noticed, for instance, there's deep fried zucchini and there's watermelon. I mean, there's all sorts of crazy stuff at the fair. But there have to be dozens of others that they tried that just didn't taste good or weren't right for the fair, right?
Oh, absolutely. Chicken Charlie, who's our kind of evil genius at the fair, he has tried deep fried Doritos and said those were just terrible.
Yeah, that sounds really? Like a bad mixture.
Yes. But he has a weekly... get together at his house where people come over and try and deep fry pretty much anything in
Are
any
you
of his batters just
oh,
to see
funny.
What's going to work. Yes.
Every week.
Oh my God.
He's a dedicated fat man. Right there.
Now, Kevin and I have been to the fair many, many years. We've gone down and done interviews and stuff like that. And I see that the funnel cakes still are popular. You still have the hot dog and a stick down there. I mean, there are some classics that will never leave the fairgrounds, right?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I was reminded by someone at the fair that you guys came out and did some hot dog on a stick shenanigans.
We did. Beer mug.
Beer mug was searching for the best. What was it? Hot dog?
No, I went
deep fried butter.
I went to the fair. Yeah, deep fried butter.
We actually don't have deep fried butter at the fair
what?
This year. I know.
It
Why?
Seems like a bad idea. I have to be honest.
What else have you brought with you today here, Leslie?
We have a bunch of different kinds of corn dogs. So we have one that is bacon battered. We have one that is rolled in sweet potato. And then we just have a jumbo one. And then we also have...
You just have a jumbo one of everything.
Well, we go for either fried or size or both at the fair, so...
So much beef.
Thank you, Lisa. You clearly are not living off this fair food,
That's
right?
what because... I was saying, and she's like, yes, I am. And I'm like, I'm looking at you, you're not.
We were expecting the fattest person in the world to walk through the door, and we heard the L.A. County Fair spokesperson was here.
600-pound woman, no?
No, I actually have a couple meals a day at the fair. I do know how to find some of the items that are a little bit...
Sure.
Healthier.
I was saying you don't eat this stuff much.
I do. Once daily.
Once daily. Okay.
But I walk around the fairgrounds quite a bit, so
okay.
it'll probably work off the
you
calories.
You could walk miles yes. doing that.
Yes.
I'm just reading the list of the things you have. I mean, how do you not go every day? Because you can only eat so much in one day. You have to go back the next day and get the Monte Cristo sandwich. You have something called the Pineapple Express that Chicken Charlie has come up with. What's the Pineapple Express?
We actually have that here right now. It's a hollowed out pineapple with grilled shrimp. Grilled pineapple and some rice. It's
that
one
sounds
of our,
amazing.
That sounds kind of good.
It's actually really good. We have some here for you if you guys want to try it out.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I mean, if I have to.
Creole food. You also have the big Kona Huna shaved ice, which is great. What's the weather going to be like for the fair this year?
Well, as much as I would love to predict no heat, I know it's going to be warm.
Sure.
But we've had some really nice nights, actually. It's been cooling off. So really gorgeous.
Wednesdays through Sundays, through September the 30th at the Fairplex. What are the hours on the days you're open down in Pomona?
It varies from day to day, but on the weekends we tend to be open closer to midnight and opening at 10 a.m. to midnight.
Maybe then, go later in the day.
Maybe
yeah,
go a little
cools
later.
Cools off
in the
a little
day.
Bit.
Come to one of the concerts, you know, have some wine. Have some beer. Fantastic. It'll all be good.
Have some fatty foods.
Yes. These are amazing.
It is a great time. What year is this for the fair? How long has it been around?
We're on our 90th anniversary this year.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Yeah, since 1922. Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Thank you so much for bringing this
in. Are you going to leave some of that stuff here?
All of it.
All of it.
Awesome. All of it.
Lisa's having a meal after this show.
I am.
Hey, please put some pictures on the website of Lisa eating the 17-inch bone.
Well, oh, we will. Just did that.
We will.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you.
Ralph Garman, have you seen the new batch of Kevining photos that are coming in from all over the world?
No, I haven't, Bean.
Where's Ralph?
I haven't seen any of them.
What happened to
That's
Ralph?
That's weird because I like Kevin and I started this whole movement. I'm being you. I don't know.
Oh, I see. I expected he would be here somehow.
I was pulling a hot story off the wire.
I just wanted to promote, once again, go to kevinandbean.com and take a look at the Kevining photo gallery. You can see everybody from TMZ's Dax Holt to actress Lake Bell to, I guess, Dr. Drew, Psycho Mike. All of our listeners all over the world have been Kevining. You get to reenact the famous pose of Kevin in the poster at the Arclight Cinema. It's very, very fun.
Someone wrote, he looks like a brain-damaged child playing a video game on a large screen with no controller in his hand.
Agreed. That's about right. Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
That's accurate.
So send in your photo. You'll see how to do that. Just go to kevinandbean.com and get in on the fun of Kevin.
All right.
What's this late breaking scoop you got for us, Rob?
You'll be glad I told you.
All right.
You'll be glad I was missing to get this, to be able to deliver this story.
All right.
Lana Del Rey has finally done the right thing.
What's that?
Taking all her clothes off.
Yay!
Fantastic.
For the brand new issue of GQ UK. This is the GQ magazine in the United Kingdom. She's naked, way naked.
And covered then, by what?
Well, she's got her knees pulled up to her chest, but then she's in various states of undress in other pictures, like bustiers and lingerie, and in one picture, just a dude's hand on her can, just grabbing it, just working it.
All right.
Yeah. Like he's at a dairy farm and she's a Guernsey.
And people are already complaining about these naked photos, too, which really...
Why are they doing
they
that?
Complain. Kicks
me off.
Muggs just magically pulled
How
them
How can
up.
They complain? She's not singing and she's naked. Her best possible Lana Del Rey situation ever.
First of all, I'm a fan of her record. But second of all, they're like, what's GQ doing? Why does the girl always have to get naked? They never ask the men to get naked. Why is it always
Did they airbrush the gun to her head they had when they were taking those photos?
That's correct.
Look, I'm fine with it. I got no problem with it.
You
saying,
shut up.
People are already complaining is all I'm saying. What about that shot of the guy with his hand on her boob, though? What about that?
That's why you want to be a male model, boys and girls. That's why you want to get
right
into the business, because then you get to do that to Lana Del Rey. Look, listen to those pictures. Not a peep. Not a word. Not a note. It's beautiful. It's the perfect Lana Del Rey.
I enjoyed her when she was on our show.
It was a great interview. She was.
It wasn't great.
Oh, it was. If you like Unbearable.
It wasn't the
best
ever.
If you're a fan of Unbearable, it was a terrific interview.
I think she is.
Lana, were you unbearable on the Kevin and Bean show?
Obviously.
That's what I'm saying.
I think she is new, perhaps, to interviews. She's not as seasoned as she
might
be.
She's new to the planet. If she behaves like that, she has no idea how humanity works.
Here's how Bean works. If she's hot, he's going to go to the end of the world to defend her.
Anything goes. She could.
Maybe she's new to the interview
we're
process.
We're all lucky that Hitler wasn't a hot blonde on the internet, because Bean would be goose-stepping around here right now with a swastika on his arm. That's all I got to tell you. He really has no filter or
none.
Ability to edit that reaction
at all.
That
was a terrible interview, Bean.
She was hideous. She was arrogant and pompous.
We had trouble finding questions she would answer.
Belligerent.
I don't remember it being that bad.
Yeah, you remember her. Yeah. That's why.
Because you want to be the guy in the photo. Who's?
I'd be the guy in the photo. His head's missing.
He's getting some 2% out of her.
Obviously.
Obviously. So there's your late breaking news. I had to bring that in because
that's good news.
Thank you for that.
She's hot. Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. You may have heard about this. This is the deal where you get to go, hang out with some big stars of the music industry, and play your instrument and jam with these guys, and it's spectacular. So far, it's only been traveling around the world. They've had camps in Los Angeles, here, Chicago, Boston, New York, but. It's setting up shop in the perfect place for it, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas.
Starting in October, the MGM Grand will become the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp's permanent home.
What a dork fest that's going to be.
A five-day camp. The first one starts with Gene Simmons and Roger Daltrey
and a couple other big names as counselors at the camp.
Now, why are people who love music, play instruments, Kevin, that want to jam with their heroes, why are they dorks?
The people that would do that strike me as being dorkish.
But it's the opportunity of a lifetime.
Sure.
I mean, if you were a guitarist or something, you consider yourself a bit of a shredder. Wouldn't you like to go and hang out with those guys?
I guess.
Rock a little Bob O'Reilly with Daltrey singing lead for you?
If I'm good enough that I want to show them I can do something, yeah.
Why does Kevin hate?
I'm just saying.
Kevin does hate unnaturally.
It's ridiculous to hate this. There's nothing hateable about this at all. And yet you find a reason to hate it.
I'm not saying there might not be some people who are dorks who do
it.
But just categorically to say they're all dorks because they want to play guitar behind Roger Daltrey singing. I don't understand that logic at all.
You know I have no partial categories. It's either they're all cool or all dorks.
True.
That's all
Kevin
I have.
Kevin can't be disinterested in anything.
Very black and white.
It's either all hate or all love. Here's the thing. It runs you about 10 grand.
Wow.
So they got to be rich dorks. Yeah. That will include hotel, meals, instruments, and a final graduating concert at the MGM Grand. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's too much for you. They also are going to have a rock star for a day package where you can just jam with one of the counselors there at the camp for a few hours. I don't know how much that is, but it's considerably less than the 10 grand it costs you for the full experience. But still, I know we have a lot of musicians who listen, and you may want to look it up.
Hey, and I mean, think about your
dorks.
Personal experience, Ralph.
Out there may want to go.
Remember when you were on stage singing a duet with Eddie Munson?
Exactly. That was like a rock and roll fantasy game for me. I stepped out on stage.
He never brought you out on stage.
I stepped out on stage.
He forgot you.
I was on stage.
Off the side of the stage.
I went onto the stage.
Right. The side
As
of
he
it.
Was leaving the other side of the stage, I walked out onto the stage.
Because you thought he was going to remember you.
He was going to remember me.
Yep, but he didn't.
But things
so
happened.
It was one ticket to paradise that night, not two.
Yeah.
And so dork.
Dorks. Enjoying their fantasies, living out their dreams.
Why does Kevin hate
people? Right. Let me ask it another way, Kevin, because I'm now fascinated with this.
Oh,
what if there were a basketball fantasy camp and you as a basketball fan could go and play horse with Magic Johnson for a fee? Would that make you a dork if you took him up on that?
Dork?
It probably would, but I would probably do it anyway.
What's the difference, though?
Why would you automatically be a dork for wanting to do that, though?
I don't know. It just, what do you have no business being in that world.
Right, but the opportunity I would do it to you.
I'm saying I would do it.
They're not taking you on tour with them. You're
and
just
I would
going
be a dork.
For the week.
I can have it both ways, gentlemen.
As long as you don't stick to logic.
No, I'm saying I would be a dork. But I would do it.
All right.
That's logic. Everything I say is logic.
We talked about the GQ UK cover of Lana Del Rey and the photo shoot inside.
Yes.
GQ magazine got a lot of attention today because the network G4, which has long been the geek channel, video games, comic books, science fiction, cool stuff like that, is going away. NBC Universal, which owns G4, has decided to rebrand the channel. And they've announced they're going to make it older and more hip in the vein of GQ magazine.
That's a terrible idea.
Fashion, decor, things that sophisticated older men care about. In the words of Variety newspaper, they're going from geek to chic.
Nope.
It will be a channel for the modern male, whose interests span beyond the dorm room or messy bachelor pad, they say. Good luck, G4.
Why not, Bean? This is America!
That's a bummer. I liked G4.
I did, too. Thought they did some good stuff on there. More television news. Wonder Woman's coming back to TV. The CW has announced they are looking into doing a series based on the early years of Wonder Woman as she's growing up before she becomes the superhero we all know and love. This is Smallville, basically, only with Wonder Woman instead of Superman. They had huge success with that show, and there's no reason they don't think they can replicate it with a young Wonder Woman learning about her powers before she goes out to fight crime in the world.
So this is pre-Invisible Plane and all that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If they stick strictly to the Wonder Woman mythos, you know, she was raised on Themyscira.
Sure.
Which is, of course, the mythical...
What is that?
It's the mythical Amazonian island.
Obviously.
Where she and her Amazonian sisters are all raised with no men on the island whatsoever.
Oh.
So it's an island full of Amazons. Of course, the leader, Queen Hippolyta, is Wonder Woman's mom. And she trains all these beautiful, statuesque women in the ways of warfare.
All right.
So they're all running around scantily clad on the island.
wrestling and learning how to fight each other, and sometimes they had to take tongue lashings.
She does. She gives them tongue lashings.
She has to straighten them out with some hardcore discipline.
Hey, where'd my music go?
Oh, you can have it.
Oh, yeah, she has to discipline these Amazons by binding them in chains. Teaching them a lesson about the ways of war.
Will Glenda be there?
And of love. This season on the CW, it's Amazon.
That's real talk right there, man.
Anyway, I'm just saying I'm all for it.
Me too.
I'm looking forward to that.
CW will not hire an ugly actress to play Wonder Woman.
No, they will not.
Good work.
Jason Segel and Michelle Williams are a real couple. Michelle has relocated with her daughter Matilda to Los Angeles and are living with Jason while he's here filming How I Met Your Mother. That's another one of those Hollywood couples. I'm just so glad. They're just so, just such both great people.
They do seem really nice.
He's way out of his league, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But still, he's a terrific guy, and she seems like a wonderful girl, and she has this beautiful little daughter, and they're apparently very much in love. So I wish them the best. That's how I used to feel about Amy Poehler and Will Arnett.
Yeah.
News broke today that they are ending their 9-year marriage. Us Weekly magazine says the split is very amicable. They do have two little boys, Archie, who's 3 years old, and 2-year-old Abel. But they are splitting up and going their separate ways. So doesn't always work out with love. And that's what Sofia Vergara has figured out. She is getting married as well to a gentleman named Nick Loeb. Of course, he was in Rockpile. Great, great band.
Nope.
Great.
Nope.
Oh, I love him.
There's Nick Loeb.
Nope.
Different guy.
Nope. And they're working out a prenup agreement. But here's the catch. Here's the fine print for that for Nick. If he cheats on her, it costs him $10 million.
$10 million?
$10 million.
Boy, he's got to make sure the girl he cheats with is really hot then.
And the price goes up if there's more than one woman involved.
That's weird. How would she
wonder what the pay scale
that?
Is.
Yeah,
and is it like more if she's hotter? What if it's an ugly chick? It only costs him like $200,000 or something if it's an ugly chick.
Like he's doing her a favor.
If she's way hot, then it's like $12 million, $15 million.
Yeah, that's a weird
you
thing.
Elizabeth Canales. Right?
Put I've heard women there, do this.
But it's more rare for a woman to do that.
Really?
Well,
women
so.
Should be the only ones that do it.
Yeah.
That is true.
So if he signs, he's got some splaining to do and some
yes,
pricing to pay. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders is 61 years old today, as is Julie Kavner. Marge.
I just have a cup of coffee.
Marge from The Simpsons.
Timing.
61 years old as well. Corbin Burnson.
I just have a cup of coffee.
No, Corbin Burnson never played Marge Simpson. He did play Arnie Becker on L.A. Law, and he was in Major League and currently can be seen on, I want to say, Psych? I think that's right. 58 years old. Michael Emerson from Lost and Person of Interest is 58 as well. Angie Everhart, the supermodel. Talk about a model who's not afraid to take her clothes off. Boy, just almost every movie Angie Everhart's ever made, she's been naked in.
Yep.
God bless her. She's 43. Tom Everett Scott's 42. Chad Sexton of 311 is 42 as well. Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie is 39. And Evan Rachel Wood celebrates her 25th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Monday morning, we have Dan Boba from Maxim Magazine. We have Harvey Levin from TMZ. Jeff Probst will be on the program. And LaQuisha takes a look at Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Nuts!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
We didn't need to go there.
Roll another one.
So much beef.
Just like the other one.
She's a bitch.
This one seems to be about to quit.
You don't know, man.
And I need another hit.
Don't forget to bring your sunblock when you go to Coachella. Coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Not
it's a
this,
big one this year, so
no.
Bring lots of sunblock.
Roll another one.
Hey, One Direction! What do you guys put in your hair?
Just like the other one.
Beth Cray.
This one seems to be about.
Just got an erection.
I don't have another sense.
Yeah. it is.
Just pass it around.
Mitt Romney says no.
This guy's a bummer.
I just pass it on down.
Hunt for your lives, everyone. This is not a drill.
Hey, I would tell you that I am sad to see you leave, but that would probably just make you uncomfortable, right?
It's already making me uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Over and out.
Over and out, dudes. Is that what I was supposed to say?
And now, my dearest lady, it's time to say goodbye. No, no, don't speak. For some moments in life, there are no words. Mm. Run along now. Adieu, adieu. Parting is such sweet sorrow.